This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, this is Killer Keller. This here is
Mice Diggy, Sarah Love.
FUBAR Radio.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Jeez, you hear that? That was Killer Keller right there. Sound like the Terminator the way he said, my dude. sorry, man. Just had breakfast.
I couldn't do that today.
Breakfast.
My sticky.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Hey, listeners, pray for me out there. Pray for me. Before we even get into that, we got to give a big shout out to the man with the biggest heart in the world. Aww. The smallest man with the biggest heart in the world. And he's an MC as well on the sly. You know what I mean? You don't really like to tell everybody that, but we know him as MC Boldsworthy.
Yeah.
But we got to give him his proper name, which is...
Ian...
Boldsworth.
Oh, okay. Bro. I was like, what is it? To me, that is his proper name, MC Boldsworthy. But so he's been taking care of you the last 2 hours. He's a Run DMC and Beastie Boys fan too.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you know he's got bars. Yeah. If you've been listening to rap for that long, somewhere along the line, you made up your own, you know what I mean? We saw it with, what's his name? What's the actor? Hardy? Not Dan Hardy.
Ed Skrein? No.
No, not Ed Skrein. Yeah, he was a rapper before the acting, but Tom Hardy. You see,
I didn't know who that was.
You didn't know who Tom Hardy was?
Abby sent me a picture of him. I thought you were introducing me to a nice guy. I was like, oh, he's famous.
He's not
nice. Why should I care about him?
He's not
nice. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
But yeah, you know, he used to rap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they put out an album.
Let's get him on the open mic.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Get on it, Abby.
He did used to rap,
Abby. You can do this.
So shout out to Ian Boldsworth. If you want to listen back to any of the shows you hear on FUBAR, remember you can go to FUBARradio.com. That's www. What does that stand for again? World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Dot. FUBARradio.com. We're in the new school now. WWW is like old school shit.
Proper.
When someone says that, what's your website? Brother, I know that bit. Come on, man. Yeah, I mean, where are you going with all this WWW shit? Man, that's standard shit. I'm looking for the backslashes. Do you know what I mean? Like, give me the extra juggling.com slash.
When was the last time a backslash was in the...
I'm old
no
school,
one's got
Sarah.
Time for that either now.
Yeah, that's
far too complicated. But yeah, we do digress on this show sometimes. But yeah, it's foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop to listen back to this show. Last week was pretty cool, man. We had Sonny Jim live in the studio performing for us.
Yeah.
And we also had a wicked chat with Fonte.
Yeah, I did get a few text messages off of Sonny Jim's comments.
Controversial comments.
Yeah, they were controversial. But I did, you know, people did note that Sarah was baiting him into it.
So, was I?
Yeah.
No,
if you listen
I wasn't.
Back. Yeah, you gotta listen back, innit? It's foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop.
I was just bouncing off what he was saying.
Yeah. I stayed out of it. I was up here as a co-host on a radio show. I didn't actually feel, when I thought about it, I was like, I didn't feel like he was talking about me anyway. But people did ask me that, like, right, how did you feel when he was saying... And I was like, to be honest, I didn't really... There might have been a microsecond where I was like, right. But then I thought, he's not talking about me when he's, you know, chatting like that. Because he's already
like
shown me a lot
of
love.
Sat K's. When my Zach Hayes is talking to me every week on this show, I'm like, I know he ain't talking to me.
No, it's true.
No, but I wasn't like trying to bait him into anything. I was given an opportunity for him to lay out what his standpoint was.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't even have to come up here and say that. So I'll give him props for even coming up here.
Yeah, I didn't start nothing.
Well, you know, the thing is, he had to answer you.
Yeah.
That was the bottom line, and he did, and he was honest. And I actually can relate. When I first started rapping, the reason I got really into it and thought, well, other than me, you know, life-death experience and that, and thinking, fuck it, if I'd survived this, I'm going to do it, was the fact that I felt everyone was kind of, they sounded like they were complaining about shit. People like, we don't get no love. And, you know, it just seemed like majority of what I was hearing in UK hip-hop was like that. And I was like, oh, I'm going to come... and make people laugh and make, you know, people forget about all that shit, all the moody, blah, blah, blah. And it worked out. So I could relate to what he was saying. But no, I didn't take it personal. If you want to hear what he said, you know, because this is a new show, we ain't got to be talking about old shit like that unless It's to do with the forefathers.
Or unless we're telling you to listen back to previous episodes, which are all up there with some real OGs in hip-hop, like from the UK, internationally. Like, seriously, that we've had some ill guests. Yes. And we've got more ill guests coming up today as well.
Who we got?
We're going to be joined by Jazz T in the studio, because he's just been getting busy recently. And Black Chronicle is also going to be talking to us. Mice is going to be investigating, as usual. Mm-hmm. There's some really cool gigs happening this week as well to let you know about. And the open mic, plus brand new music on the way for you from Sean Price and so much more. And we want to hear from you guys because this show is about you. Like, I genuinely like to think of this show as a place we can all gather and talk and make controversial comments about hip-hop. And, you know, there's no... Well, let me not step into the territory of this week's big up, but that's coming up right after this track. Brand new.
Pray for me, you lot. Yeah, make sure you pray for me. These mother lovers are ill. Some of them are in denial. Some of them gone through a hard week of being all messed up, and then they brought it in with them. Do you know what I mean? So I'm hugging this cup of tea, hoping it can save me from any. You lot pray for
you
me
found
out
God
there.
As soon as you heard, yeah.
Oh, God.
No, it's mind over matter. I'm not ill. I'm fine. I'm completely fine. But yeah, brand new Socrates. Remember that cut Father Time? Well, he's done the 2018 version.
Oh, don't lie.
Featuring Shad and the one and only Pharoah Monch, who's performing tonight in Leeds. Check this out. Ooh. Father Time 2018. By the way, it's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
This is hip hop.
Yep. Socrates in the house. About to turn it on out. Images, paper, character is the flesh. Over time, they both rot. Choose which is the best. Socrates' philosophy, I choose the latter. Of the two, drop a jewel and watch a nigga scatter. While the time ticks on to the early morning breaks the dawn. I'm an emperor whose empire crushes the pawn. Giving new birth to a novel scene. Building my dream. Boosh, blow out your smoke screen. I seen winners come and losers go. Or is it the other way around? These days, I don't know. Good guys finishing last, I pass on that. I'ma die in first place. Put my ass on that. Who's really number one? It's up to you. I got everything I need, plus a buck or two. Separate your needs from wants, and life simplifies. My wife and son be happy, success in my eyes. I speak on me and not on you. Choose your own lane and your face unscrewed. I got too much to lose, spending time to be hating on you. Respect socks, he put faith on you. Though give and take can be unbalanced, and business in the hood never goes unchallenged. I'ma quote the words of a shoddy, but who is becomes who was, and who could have been who never be somebody. Got a little green in my jeans. The earth is mean, everybody plotting on a scheme. Wow for the night, fuck being polite. You looking for Jesus? Maybe I'ma be him tonight. Tonight, and let the beef cook, I'ma stew that shank. The fat lady is singing, ask me who I thank. The power I possess is alchemistry. Nothing is something lovers and haters gonna remember me. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out,
couple double D's, two couples double dating in a bacon double cheese. Stuff I must have seen many times on a billboard. How to make a rich man buy, make him feel poor. How to make a stick man cry, make him real, or just draw him eyes and let him see what he was built for. Someone was bored and made us to fill space on a big blackboard until the day we're erased. Little black boy with a smile on his face, some chalk on his hands and some thoughts on faith. Maybe heaven is the height of the stakes at the gates when they ask what you loved and how much time did you wasting. Hates the hell at the bottom of a waterless well. We scale down but get less in the pale. Guess it's something like an addict's life, something like a battered wife, cause what we cling to can kill us, but still it's hard to sacrifice.
If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time,
first thing I noticed was how well his shoes would shine. Put my sleeve up my arm to take a glimpse at the time. A breeze through the window produced melodies from a chime. Offered him a cigarette and slowly closed the blinds. Told Morton I had a secret. keep it. What I'ma say is convoluted, you probably won't believe it. It's totally incumbent of me, the story's redundant. I see time linear, which allows me to jump it. See the configurations in my mind and the circumference specific to one space, yet we are all still one with. I'm what they call a looper, Dr. Luther, and today is April 4th, 1968, and tomorrow... Totally imperative, globally to the heritage. You permit me to double as you and allow me to be a surrogate. Each sentence, cause my existence one cerebit. You're looking at the future, the product of an experiment that will hopefully change what remains. Discrimination, nuclear war, pain. So hold my hand, feel the alchemy. Take a glimpse into my mind and see yourself on a balcony in time.
Time,
time,
time. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get tuned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt.
Socrates, Father Time 2018 version featuring Shad and Pharaoh Monch. He's also just dropped the Underground Tapes Deluxe Edition with full commentary, which is like giving a behind the scenes look at every track. Yeah, you can check that out on Spotify. 1997, that original was.
Damn. That still sounds fresh, innit? The beat sounds fresh to this day, boy.
But that's nuts how 1997, like, that's a proper adult, like a real responsible person now.
I don't know about responsible.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, you're getting carried away there. You know what I mean?
He's I'm high on Lemslip right now. Boy. Yeah, so...
Oh, did you say high on Lemslip?
Lemslip.
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 Pray for me, people. That's all I'm saying, yeah. Hopefully Sarah doesn't turn the aircon on here and try and spread those germs up in this mother lover.
No, no.
I already feel... You know when you just... The paranoia set, you start thinking like... Rah.
See the mind over matter. I've gone the entire autumn and winter without getting any cold. No sniffly nose, nothing.
Famous last words, mate. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, but you know, on that positive tip, we do like to, you know, remind everybody, just take a moment for us to focus on good things going on in the world.
Yes.
You know, because it is kind of overwhelming when you watch the news. I know a lot of people who are like, oh, I can't even handle watching the news these days, so I just don't tune out. I'm someone, I watch the news every day. I listen to the news every day. But
yeah, I don't blame people for not doing that because everybody's different. Some people, some news like is like, oh, right, that's bad. Some people's like, oh, my God, the prices have gone up, Gavin, Tesco's.
No, this
is... Still
Yeah. Though Tesco's under the bus there. But yeah, you know, I just think there's someone important that we have to mention. I don't know how hip hop he is. I reckon he's hip hop. I'm claiming him as hip hop. But come on now, like, we've mad got hip-hop. A say.
Big up.
Stephen Hawking, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is an actual G of our time.
Yeah, for real.
And I just.
I was saying to people, if this was back in the day, he'd be a saint. They would have done put him on some kind of pedestal.
Or lynched. Like, depending how far back in time you want to go, you know, the things that he was
trying to be positive with it.
Sorry. But yeah, I think, like, what an amazing guy. Like, and they announced last week that he's going to be, his ashes after he's cremated are going to be laid in Westminster Abbey next to Charles Darwin and Isaac Newton.
Wow.
I know.
You can't blame him for that, man.
I know, so I just thought, let's just take a moment to recognise the G. But, you know, Black on a hip-hop tip, my goodness, there were some really good shows this last week. And, Mice, I don't know if you made it down to the Task Force show they did. It was a kind of reunion show.
No, I heard about it, though. Was it Thursday or something like that? XOYO.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wednesday, XOYO in London. I heard this show was announced, I think, like in January, and I put it in my diary straight away.
Mm.
And I was like, there's no way that I'm missing this show. And oh my goodness, it was so much fun. Like, packed house, everybody that, like, such a good atmosphere. And my goodness, one of the best mosh pits that I've seen in a while. So, I mean, I didn't get involved in the mosh pit. I like to just spectate from the distance.
Yeah, we heard you say scene.
But my goodness, that was so much fun. And I'm just, what I liked as well was after the crowd moshed out like crazy, literally like the whole club, Chester was like, you know, but this is such a good moment to acknowledge that we can all just be rowdy and have fun and there's no aggression, there's no, you know, violence kind of thing. No one's been hurt or nothing. And it's just, that's what I also admire about the International Space Station. Like, that's a time when everyone can just switch off whatever ongoing beast generational issues they have and just get on with the task at hand. And at the Task Force show, everyone was just able to be like, yeah, I'm putting my elbow in your face, but it's all love. And you know, it was a beautiful moment. So I just wanted to shout out Task Force because it was so much fun. And I missed out on the show that you were hosting.
Oh yeah, that went really well, man.
I was gutted.
A Way of Life, shout out to everyone who made it down there. It was really good. Thursday night it was. And there was it sold out, so a whole bunch of people came to watch it. And it was really, the thing about the movie, it's called A Way of Life. It's to do with hip-hop, a global hip-hop story. And the thing what I really admired about it was the fact that they went so deep into other countries where you might not have really thought hip-hop has sort of extended to on that level. You know, where we were learning about sort of the Malaysian government funding, you know, international b-boy competitions and also funding for graffiti artists to do their work in certain areas and them keeping it and stuff like that. It was really like, wow, you just wouldn't. I was saying to the guys that, shout to Andre and Shai, but I was saying to them, like, look, you know, a lot of people have done different documentaries and you could take them to, like, the Mecca to, you know, Cool Herc and play. But you go, yeah, I kind of knew that. But I was like, I guarantee you this one, there'll be stuff where he's like, wow, I didn't realize it got to that, you know, we got this far or whatever. And the other thing is that I think it could speak to so many different people in different, because you're going to places like Cambodia and, you know, like I mentioned, Malaysia, then there was stuff in Oslo as well, Norway, where you're like, wow, there'll be people of all different ages as well, just be intrigued because there's something that they can relate to and not realizing, like, oh wow, I'm more hip hop than I thought I was.
Oh.
Shout out to Lissy.
Yeah, we know she's still tuning into the show. Yeah, waiting for that shout out. But and listen back to when Andre and Shibe, the creators of the documentary that Mice was hosting the screening of this last week, listen back to when they were on the show, foobarradio.com/shows/hiphop, because it was a really cool talk we had with them as well. But, you know, for all the Task Force fans out there, I thought it's only correct that we appreciate a bit of Task Force right now. And Farmer G, he's got a new album out called The Sentimental Alien, and this is the cut featuring his brother Chester P. Coming up next, we're getting into some investigation action.
I'm so far from home at all. There's a tall
my world is like a mad dream, centered round a drug spot, mindlessly limping like I'm something out of Pugwash. Piracy, dead men, entrails, blood clots. In real life, they're more like Freddy Krueger with his gloves off. Just Robert England, street mastered forgeries. A Mark Singers, Beastmaster sorcery, ripped torn, nuclear, acid rain, 10 frails. I sniff storms, leap into the sky and shit chemtrails. So who in hell you trying to trash talk? I'm lurking underground, don't you open up the trap door. The game is dangerous, fuck the imitations, I'm the rare.
Yo, I'm the ultimate.
Twisted, rebel headed, everything I own I steal. I'm so high I never noticed how low I feel. I'm bolder dashing like Donkey Kong, channel fears. Face my demons like a junkie with a bag of gear. Turn the lights on. No shadows here, I'm too dark. I'll stab you with the crystal from the chandelier you're swinging from. Body snatch your soul and make you bury it. Then send you off to Lucifer. Tell him that you're selling it, the vagabond. Sit you round the table when the worst happens. I burst atoms on these same snakes that cursed Adam. My whole adventure's miscellaneous. Chess Monstersaurus, the brotherhood of sentimental Greylians. So who in hell you trying to trash talk? I'm lurking underground, don't you open up the trap door. The game is dangerous, fuck the limitations, I'm the real.
Yo, I'm the ultimate.
Sabertooth, laser ducking Clancy fan. I'm colder than a mafioso fancy man. Soldier heart, heavy hands like an anvil. I roll through a standstill, sitting in a sandstorm, building till my hands feel numb and my fingers peel. I'm universal, you're the cat that's on a windowsill. Pampered beast, Botticelli's hang above your mantelpiece. I'm street bred, feeling just the same as Master Splinter feels. In the suicides, burning till the winter kneels before me on the trampled street, twitching in its cindered zeal. I'm draconian, gypsy man, space fog heart. Move dangerous, Graylian, face hog. So who in hell you trying to trash talk? I'm lurking underground, don't you open up the trap door. The game is dangerous, fuck the imitations, I'm for real.
Yo, I'm the ultimate.
I rattle their cage, I'm top of the game here. These guys ain't in the same sphere. Running their mouths but never say my name. Yeah, it rains here heavily. I Shakespeare's readily tempestuous. A fellow tragicomic in the medley. The nucleus, slap the role players till they're goofy, it's the harbinger. Father the great carpenter, conceptually immaculate. Shavings from a sharpener. I step into the light and ask these pussies if it's dark enough. Catch me standing with my chewing backy face. My dick's dastardly, mastering the wacky race. Half of me is partially tasting a shabby taste. The other half of me's impartially yelling to smack your face in. So who the hell you trying to trash talk? I'm lurking underground. Don't you open up the trap door. Your game is dangerous. Fuck the imitation.
There you go. That's the ultimate Chester P on that cut. And listen back to when Farmer was on the show a few weeks ago, the week that his new album came out. And he was telling us all about it, the Sentimental Alien. Go and pick it up. I missed you this last week, Mice.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where?
Just in life.
Oh.
Yes. And I also missed our first guest on the show. Coming up later, we're going to be speaking to Jazz T. He's going to be rolling through. But... you know, we always have to give that first privilege to our favourite, the one and only.
Yeah, that's right, bitches and bitchettes. You know what I'm saying? We about to get on down whenever we get to get down. You know what I'm saying? It's me, mother lovers. You know who I is. The mother lover in that lemon tree. That's right. All them lemons popping out whenever we need them to. You know what I'm saying? Ha ha. Welcome, y'all, to the Food Bar Radio Cafe. My name is My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's My Sack Hayes, man. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that's going to make me shut my mouth right now is some of that orange sherbet, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the favorite flavors because they got what you need, baby. Ha ha.
Orange sherbet.
There's some new flavors out there, Sarah. DJ Sarah, love that. If you try it, you know what they say, if you go black, once you go black, you won't go back?
Yeah.
If you try this high, you gonna learn how to fly. Yo, this week's investigation comes in courtesy of, why the fuck do we still do this now? It's 2018, and we still go to war, DJ Sarah, love.
It's mad, isn't it?
We still... You know, when you think about what war is, yeah? So these are like some powerful ass people, the people that are more or less running the country, quote unquote, saying, right, you know what? I don't like what that other country's talking about. I don't like how they're going on. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go kill a whole bunch of them. Some of them might be innocent, but bruv, they upset me. I'm just not feeling it. You know what we need to do? We need to invest in these ASR 1345s with the sick clips and the... That's how you know I don't know about guns. I don't really want to know about guns. Yeah.
And the NBC.
Yeah, the NBC. I don't really want to know about guns for real, to be honest, because I think the big problem with guns is that anybody can do it. You can give a baby a gun and somewhere along the line, something's going to get hurt.
Listen, this last week, a four-year-old killed like a six-month-old girl old in the States, I think, siblings.
A four-year-old.
Yeah, this happens. This is often in the States. This happens.
Were they black? It wasn't black on black crime. That's all I want to find out.
Well, they were siblings, so I'm not sure of their racial background.
Yeah. See, that's messed up, isn't it? But you can't really talk to Americans about that because that's in their, you know, that's embedded in their culture.
And that's what I find so sad about it. Did you see this video with Killer Mike of Run the Jewels?
What was he saying?
He did a promotional video for the NRA. And then he's like, hey, listen, right, I'm just, they used it out of context. It's like, you're talking to the NRA. What do you think they're going to do with this?
Yeah.
And there's no, and I just thought, you know, he was just saying, I'm defending my right to have a gun as a black man kind of thing. But I just thought, what a sad thing to grow up in a country where that's completely normal thing to say.
What I find really, really weird, is when you break down what a gun is, what a gun can do for you, but they still believe, like, yo, if somebody else has got a gun, I need to have a gun to protect myself. But it's like, I'd be like, I need a bulletproof everything, bulletproof overall condom. Just, you know, one that you could just wear all over.
Sleeping bag.
Yeah, bulletproof. I wouldn't be thinking, like, if I've got a gun, that's going to stop them bullets from coming at me. But anyway, that's why this week, Mice Investigates. If we could replace going to war with any other form of competition, what would you choose and why? Do you know what I mean? You got to think about this one pretty deeply because, like, look, I grew up on chess, playing chess. In my school, for some reason, they made us all play chess.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool because chess is a game of you having to think ahead of the game. You know, you have to think a few steps ahead, you know, strategize. And then I remember, I can't remember what book it was I was reading, but they were saying that's how the countries went to war. Is by, you get your best chess player, we get our best chess player, whoever wins, bruv, we own your shit. Do you know what I mean? Simple. No one's got to die. Do you know what I mean? Might be a few more queens on the table than you want on the chessboard that you need, but no one's got to die, basically. Imagine a world like that where you ain't worried about kids shooting each other. You might be worried about them swallowing and choking on a chess piece. Yeah. Well, we're already worried about that nowadays. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What up, Hannah?
Make sure you get the shine in there, yeah?
Yeah.
I laugh at you. I was born like this. Yeah. So, you know, that's what it got me wondering. I really wanted to investigate this because I believe that there are so many different ways. You know, like, I'm a big combat martial arts fan. I'm heavy into, you know, MMA and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Imagine we got their best fighter against our best fighter. That's how we sorted it out.
Well, I was when I saw your question, I wasn't even thinking on a violent level. And I actually thought, again, this brings us back to I finally found the clip from Crufts.
Mm.
The winner of Crufts.
You see that?
Yeah.
It's deep, innit? You see her face when she grabbed up the...
I feel really sorry for her.
She was shook like, yo,
the fuck, shook, man?
Yeah. All I'm doing is just breeding up these dogs. And then man's coming in all kind of 18 moves to try and get... Do you see the slide tackle? It's like, right, what the hell's going on? All the dogs are like, right, but I don't know what's going on, but let me get some of them treats. You want to stick out the tail like this or what? That's it.
No, but that's love.
She
like, you know, she loves that animal. Like, that is love. She loves the animal.
That was straight up owl jump in front of, like, she would catch a bullet for that dog. That's how real that love was.
Honestly.
She was like, oh, okay. And the dog was like, damn, what the fuck, man? I might have cracked a rib off. Look, you see how little I am.
No, but that's what I was thinking. Imagine we just solved all of these international issues through something like Crufts.
That would be hilarious.
But we can have, what, the Hungarian Vizsla or something. What, the English Terrier, Bull Terrier.
You could either do
something.
It that way or the Mike Vick way. Yeah, probably Petter wouldn't.
I don't know about who's that. Mike Vick.
Oh, okay. He's an American footballer that got done for breeding fight dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to be funny there, but I don't think it worked. So anyway,
sorry, did that warrant some tumbleweed?
Yeah, there you go. Wow! Oh my gosh, you got an eagle. You know what that means? When the eagle's circling, boy, that's a dead body. That's a carcass. That's how dead it is out there.
That's how dead it is out there.
Wow.
No, but then what about... But that's why hip-hop is such a wicked medium.
Imagine!
B-boy
battle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying!
Imagine.
They could make money out of that, man. Yeah. I'd buy a ticket for that.
Isn't it? You man,
people
like,
are buying tickets for that already.
You know what I mean? North Korea versus America. That already, the Koreans are pretty sick at breakdancing already. North Korea. I don't know if they even get involved, but I'm sure there are South Koreans that are from North Korea that's like, bruv, look, I blend in. Let me just blend in, bruv. Don't even.
There are. There's enough.
Yeah.
People lived in exile, man.
I'm not being racist, by the way, when I say that.
No.
Not because I'm blaming. Nothing to do with my color either. I was just saying that, you could They could easily do that.
But this kind of makes you realise why the powers that be would never let problems be resolved like this.
Yeah, because
they... Because it would upset the whole balance of power globally.
They'd be like, bruv, I spent all this money on these weapons. You lot are telling me that all you got to do is have a fucking thumb wrestle to sort this shit out. What am I going to do with all these weapons now?
Mm-hmm.
Of mass destruction.
I was also, could we go just make it completely random with the paper, rock, scissors? Or Mortal Kombat, like the original Mortal Kombat on Sega.
Imagine. No one's got to die. Just to use a little bit of electricity, maybe a 4K TV, you know what I mean? Just to make it look decent enough for people to appreciate that no one is fucking dying.
Yeah.
That's all we want to do. Shout out to one of our guests who came on a couple of weeks ago, Iron Bars.
Mm-hmm.
He answered this on Instagram.
Okay.
And he said simply, a Lord of the Mics clash. Do you remember Lord of the Mics? The grime. They used to have like these grime battles. Yeah. So it'd be like Wiley versus da-da-da, blah-blah-blah. That would be hilarious. The good thing about that is like some of us would get work as ghostwriters. So I wouldn't be mad at that.
So we'd be having the, corruption. There would be corruption involved
there
in the same way
be.
As there's corruption involved in the referendum, apparently, and courtesy of Cambridge Analytica and the American election.
That's
it. And in Sri Lanka and in, all over the world.
Yeah, Cambridge, what are they called? Analytica, boy.
Yeah.
They done fucked up. Was it because they were trying to brag about it or something? How did it come out?
No, so it came out because there was someone working for the company that
the pink-haired dude. Yeah.
And now there's a next dude who's talking about how they were, Cambridge Analytica, were involved in the Vote Leave campaign. And so it basically, because due to the spending that was done on the campaign, that is outside of the rules of...
Oh, Charlie, we don't go whistleblower.
No, but that
we
dude
don't go
decided,
bloody whistle.
That dude definitely deserved a massive...
What's his name?
The pink-haired dude with the glasses. Pink-haired dude. What's his dude? Then
pink-haired
there was
dude.
The
Mama's
British
mad young
Pakistani
as well.
Dude who, killed it. Killed
it. Like, wow. And, I know we're digressing. This is what we do here, but it's amazing to think, like, when he was breaking down, like, what they do, gather all this information about different people. But what was messed up was that it was gathering your friends' information as well.
What WhatsApp does, which is why I'm so happy that I'm not on WhatsApp, I'm not on Snapchat, I'm not on Instagram. Mm. I finally came off of Facebook. I wasn't a heavy Facebook user.
Oh, I tried to tag you on it, no wonder.
Yeah, but then I know.
I'm out here on my own promoting the show, guys.
No,
pray for me.
No, but
pray
for me. That's why I was curious to know, what are they saying down the digital pub?
Well, I might as well.
I'm
Sarah
sure
don't need to hear this.
Know.
Sarah doesn't care about this shit.
I do, but I can just hear about it, like live it out vicariously.
Shout out to Mark Lee Simmons. He said synchronized swimming, and I say
the reason is
I wouldn't need to be involved in that.
You wouldn't, you said?
I wouldn't need to be.
Oh.
Heavy bone. They ain't going to get black people in there because of our heavy bone density. It's scientifically proven, and I'm happy with that. If I ain't got to be involved in no synchronized swimming, I'll just
or
be
the
a spectator.
Fate of the earth.
Yeah. Shout out to Dominic Bandoni. He says, soggy biscuit. As soon as someone says, well, fuck you, the UN has said the situation has not been resolved and now it must escalate to soggy biscuit. That's funny. That situation is getting resolved in seconds. Obviously, you know what I mean?
Sorry, what
I'm
is
from the inner
biscuit,
city.
Biscuit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So inner city people might be like, I was like, what do they do?
Non-public school kids.
I was like, what do they do in a soggy biscuit competition? It sounds hilarious. He says, oh dear, soggy biscuit is a game where dudes all have a wank on a biscuit.
Oh,
the last one to ejaculate on the biscuit has to eat it. Still hilarious.
Oh God! But that's from when
bone density,
from
I
when we
get
know.
In that
but from when we know that Boris Johnson, David Cameron, and them when they were at
they
school,
like
they were shagging pigs.
Dudes.
You remember? And then there came out all that evidence that they was this kind of rites of passage in their boarding school kind of thing. Like soggy biscuit, that's nothing.
They were shagging pigs for real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Don't you remember that story that came out? Like what was that last year? The year before? Back when they were in public school and stuff. Let me get the Fubar Angels to verify that, but I'm pretty sure that's
what
didn't
Black Mirror kind of...
and that was the irony of it, is
is that they do that anyway.
I guess
crazy,
the inspiration
came
from
somewhere. Imagine you look at a pig and be like, boy, I don't...
It's all fun and games in public school, man.
Yeah, but how do you even get hard, like, looking at a pig?
Well, if
there must
it
be
means
some inner pig. It's all them bacon sarnies, boy. Telling you, man, that pork fucks people up. They don't even realize.
It was an initiation thing. So it's initiation. Yeah, right. If you want to become the future prime minister, you better do it, man. You got to find a way to
make that the lowest. So basically, you
initiation into the club at their public school.
So if you want to reach the upper echelon, the higher levels, you got to stoop mad low, basically. You got to suck the devil's dick.
Yeah.
Bareback.
Hey, man, that's just the starters.
Mayonnaise.
That's the starters. Oh, gosh.
Hot sauce and mayonnaise.
This is a dark show, man.
All right, shout to George Crimson. He says, so the question is, just in case, if we could replace going to war with any form, other form of competition, what would you choose and why? Shout out to George Crimson. He says, some sort of government versus government WWE style smackdown. I'd love to see Michael Grove, Jeremy Hunt, etc. getting thrown around the ring by some burly Russians. Yeah, them Russians don't play with that Sambo, boy. Yeah, they got some crazy ass wrestling out there that's like, they wrestle with bears and shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's surreal, man.
Yeah, that I fuck pigs. I wrestle bear.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
No, but then that doesn't make me feel too confident, because then what? We got to have Theresa May's got to get into a gang fight. Oh, yeah, we should do it. I'm like,
ooh, Theresa May in Lycra. Going off of what we was talking last week, boy. Man, go there and stuff, bruv. You know what I mean? It's the Prime Minister, though. It's the Prime Minister. Like, man went there. What? We pushed the little Lycra to the side. Now, joke. Hey.
What's going on?
Shout out to Big Toast. Yeah, you're going to love this one, yeah?
Okay.
Imagine this. Comparing record collections. That was the competition.
Yeah, you got to give some more detail to that, because there's people out there collecting classical music like crazy, spending £1,000 on a record.
Mm.
Like, and how are you comparing that person to the, you know, person collecting deep Senegalese, like traditional music or something?
I guess you'd have to do categories, so it'd be like crafts in a way.
Yeah.
So world music. Oh, no, we can't say world music, can we?
That's no, because like, then you get bitched at. No.
Say...
Well, why is it like...
music of the world.
You just give hand signs.
Hand signals. Didn't say it, did I? Yeah. Didn't say it. It's not racist. But yeah, you did section, so you could be like, yeah, hip-hop collection, you know.
Four fives. What about for the person who's a big Steps fan or something? They're all about, I've got every release of Spice Girls.
That's a good point.
So,
all the originals.
Tell me what you want. Uh-oh. Sorry.
So... shout out to Lee Hutton. He says simply Tiddlywinks.
Hey.
I ain't seen Tiddlywinks in time, man.
That's old school.
Yeah, I had a feeling
it's
like...
far
did you,
too much engagement.
Or is it just once you reach a certain height, it's like, fuck that, man. I ain't even playing that shit. Once the knees give up, you're like, I ain't playing no Tiddlywinks, bro. That shit fucks up my back, my lower back, all that area there. Shout out to Glee Mac, our resident flat earther. This one, I like what he said. I don't know if you remember this, Sarah. Kabaddi.
Yes.
Do you remember when we went to Thailand all them eons ago?
Yeah.
And they had Kabaddi, and it was like, we was in Delhi airport or somewhere like that in India.
Oh my God, I even forgot about that.
And this game was playing, and we couldn't really hear the commentary or nothing, but we could just see these guys constantly saying something. And they was like, "Wow, what's he saying, that?" And like, "What is he saying to the other guy? And what is he saying? Why do they all look like they're saying the same shit?" And then later we found out there's this game in India called Kabaddi, and basically you got to keep saying Kabaddi for some reason. I don't know.
Mm.
And it's like it kind of looked like tag, kind of looked like had or something like that. But
sort of thing.
He reckons, yeah, seeing the politicians doing that, I guess, or maybe your best Kabaddi team.
Yeah, it's complicated, isn't it? Base register locked in says a spelling bee.
A spelling bee?
I'm sorry, I definitely don't put me forward for that.
Oh, and, so like, how do you spell
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Yeah, exactly.
Like, mother lover, how do you say it first? You didn't even say it properly about how you spell
it. And then
it.
What if they throw like a German word at you or something?
Oh,
I don't even know the letters in Russian.
That'd be pretty messed up. That's a good point. How would they get away with that one?
Skylar Simmers says, which baby falls over first is the loser.
That reminds me of, have you seen...
Baby Jim.
You know they do like 60 yard dash for over 100s? for over 80s or something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So there's like competitions for grannies and that to run. I don't think it's 100 metres or 100 yards. I think it's 60 or something like that.
Grannies.
But, you know, but yeah, so you got grannies in the World Book of Records now.
But even that, though, there'd be certain nations that would just have a total advantage over us. We're like one of the fattest nations, unhealthiest, premature, you know.
Ejaculating. Hey. Out there. Everyone blows their load way too early in this country, I'll tell you that right now.
Is that another
now.
Way to resolve these world issues?
That goes back to, well, soggy biscuit competition, I guess.
Oh, God.
Jesus
no,
Christ,
but the
man.
Problem with this, then it's like, the again, we're leaving the world's problems in men's hands, ba-doom-psh, which we don't need any. I didn't mean that, honestly. I didn't actually mean that. Which, that's not working for us at the moment,
yeah,
is
yeah,
it?
You're
like,
right
we've just
that.
Got Angela Merkel holding things in balance right now.
Yeah.
And the rest of you are just messing it up.
That's a very good point.
Pause again.
Shout out to Black Einstein. He says, I was going to suggest bringing back Top Trumps, but Trump would think it was named after him and try to take the credit for it.
Definitely.
That's a good point.
Yeah, let's get rid of him.
It's lucky you didn't say that.
Yeah. But what do you guys think? Hip-hop at foodbarradio.com yeah, and man. Twitter at foodbarradio. What is it you need to know from them, Mice?
Mice investigates. If we could replace going to war with any other form of competition, what would you choose and why? 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 Sounded real, didn't it?
That did sound
what
real.
What could be sweeter than you?
Every time it just seemed wrong. Saturday night, just kicking it with my best man. Looked at my left hand, I got a ring on. Oh shit, how did we get here? Started with a kiss, then another kiss, then another kiss, then a covered dish with white rice, greens, and smothered fish. I'm lying, it was just chicken. Niggas was thugging it. Now we got a covenant. It's on a bomb for life. In all my years, this was the easiest song to write. It's my confession in the rhyme, a testament, and I just wanna do my thing. As I talk about a feeling that cannot be explained, or a love that cannot be contained in a measurement of time. Some say it was a blessing in disguise. Scratch that, girl, you a lesson from the skies. And I thank God for my winnings. That's word to Life Jennings. Finally letting go of the mistakes of my 20s. I admit that I'm not an easy sell, but I'm the PD to your Chiba tail. Your big boy to tell them bitches pay your people bill. My nigga be for real, swore I wouldn't do it again. My man said that'll change. First time it's all about working through your baggage. Second time around it's all about the baggage claim. Thank your maker, stack your paper with a real one. Major key, clavinet, lead a mother whole zone read like clarinets. Gorgeous, no wrongs in this love song I wrote for us. Wedding play all day with no chorus. Let's ride. This goes out to you.
when you wake up.
Oh, isn't that sweet? That's from our guest who was on the show last week, Fonte. The track Sweet You, produced by Tall Black Guy. The album is so dope. It's just out. No News is good news. Everywhere you can track it down. He's also got production on there from Knots, Marco Polo and others. And definitely listen back to when Fonte was on the show. Like, I really respect the subjects that he's picked to go in on this album as well. Grown man music, realness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, I'm just spoilt for choice of what to play on the show for you. But, you know, we'll be covering all that good stuff right here on the Hip Hop Show with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Dr. Digmund Freud. We got a guest right here, though. A special guest, my beloveds.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm here. Woo! I'm here. Wow.
Boot Records.
Yeah.
Boot Records CEO.
Yeah, I am now, yeah. So Zygote's left and he's doing Zoot Records now and he's on R&S.
Zoot Records. Yeah, you lot, man.
Yeah.
I see.
So, but on amicable terms, it's not, it's just like...
Oh, yeah. We're all family always, you know what I mean? Yeah,
how man, did you settle that beef, speaking of my set cases?
It was just a case of Zygote wanted
Tiddly
to...
Winks? No,
we sort of went into the ring, you know what I'm saying? I obviously won, No, Zygote won, man. No, basically he wanted to focus on different sort of styles of music. When I first met him, he was a drum and bass producer, you know what I mean? And he's just always loved his hip hop. We got together, spent 15 years making ill shit. And then, he just wanted to move into different directions. So, you know what I mean? It's all good.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's still doing, like, the guy's so talented, he's still making...
Man, he does what he feels. If he feels exactly. like making hip-hop, he makes hip-hop.
Yeah, he's been like sending us... funnily enough, I think we're using one of his beats on the open mic later as well, man. So
I saw that.
Yeah, man, should be good. But you're here for something special, right?
Yeah.
What's been cracking?
Yeah.
The last record I put out was The Ceiling. With Lee Scott.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty special record, really, to me. You know, it's one of those things where I just made I made one beat, and it was crazy slow, and I know the Blah guys love all the slow stuff, and I've done a load of shows with Lee whilst being on tour with Will, Jest.
Don't be giving out the government names, man.
And, you know what I mean, like, when I spin for people, you know what I mean, it kind of gives me
a vibe of what they're about.
And I don't really make tunes with people that I haven't DJ'd for, so...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I've never got
a... I've DJ'd for you a couple of times, man. No, I've got to make some more beats. But anyway, the thing is, at the moment, I haven't got, like, a stockpile of beats, so I'll make a beat and it'll be like, right, that might work with this cat. Mm. So I gave it to Lee and straight away he just wrote stuff, you know what I mean?
But that's a rule for you, like, if you've not DJ'd for something, you're not going to make beats then?
Pretty much.
That's a good business hustle.
Not always, but like hip hop's a live thing, you know what I mean? And if you're just like in your bedroom, just like handing beats out to your favourite MCs, there's no like vibe there.
Yeah, I like what you're talking about because, and so when you're, so you feel like when you get to DJ with somebody and they're performing, you get more of an idea of who they are as an artist.
Yeah, and also if you sort of gel, you know what I'm saying? Because there's loads of people I DJ'd for who just, you know what I mean? They just start, oh yeah, stop the beat. Oh yeah, put that one in next. Oh yeah, number one. You know what I mean?
It's just almost like they're not, because I often feel like that as well. Sometimes if I've got to do a last minute thing with a DJ, but if I know their skill, like I know both of your talents, I'm pretty sure I could just go, look, I just want to do track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but whatever you want to do to bring it in, I can trust. But sometimes you might get where you feel like, ah, this guy doesn't even trust my skills, thing.
Yeah, exactly. But that translates to making tracks for me, so. And it's just more authentic, you know what I mean? And like I say, hip hop was never a recorded thing back when Kirk started it, you know what I mean? So
break that down. It was never a recorded thing when it first started.
Nah, because it was just Herc, and then it was the Herculoids just hosting him, wasn't it? And like, I think there were loads of disco DJs that were doing similar stuff. So
you're saying it was more just about the live element as opposed to the recording of it?
Yeah. And now you've got a thing where it's all focused on the MCs because you can't really... Mm. I mean, my dad said something to me once. He came into my room. He's like, how the hell are you going to make music? How the hell are you going to make money out of playing other people's music? Obviously, proved him wrong. But that was probably a question that a lot of the record companies asked in the early days of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, it was easier to focus on the MC because the MC's obviously writing their own material, whereas the DJs, we're just playing other people's shit, you know what I mean? So that's how I see it, really.
Old school values.
Yeah.
It's kind of like also now you've got the thing of... like produce, you know, say like a producer who's also a DJ or vice versa,
yeah,
they kind of seem to get out there more because of the fact they have a live element to what they do, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you DJ for a bunch of different people.
I know,
people,
I see you popping up everywhere.
I mean, the main cats I work with at the moment's like Parky and Jokerstar, Jest, Bad Bones, obviously, man, Leaf Dog and BVA. And they're kind of my people
fucking
at the moment.
You know, man.
That's an ill roster.
So you're busy then. Yeah, you must be pretty busy.
But I mean, like I say, these are people that, you know what I mean? We go on stage and we just do the show and you don't really even have to think about it, you know what I mean? It's just naturally like works with those cats and like I love their music, you know what I mean? They love my music. We do stuff to, you know what I mean? It's just the circle of life.
You seem like you're getting younger, bruv.
I know.
Yeah, I think I am, man.
Yeah, do you think like being active and out there with the music and stuff, it kind of, because you're doing something you love, innit?
I'm lucky. Well, I'm not lucky. I worked hard for this shit, you know what I mean? But I work in a record shop as well, so everything I do is within this hip hop thing. I can be myself when I go to work, whether it be at a record shop or in front of like people, you know what I'm saying? I could be me, you know what I mean? And I've done loads of shit jobs in the past, man. And like this is my chance, so I'm just going for it, you know what I mean?
What's the worst job you did where you're like, fuck this for life?
Fucking hell, do I really have to say that?
Well, you're not doing it anymore, so you know.
I think the worst job I ever did was like making pizzas for Pizza Hut. I did that for about 2 weeks. And then they didn't pay me, so my mates went in there and we ended up threatening the manager and like...
And they didn't even pay you for the pizzas you made.
No, your mates ended up threatening.
No, I did get paid. But I never got my national insurance card back, though, you know what I mean? So to this day, I have to memorise that shit, you know what I mean?
Serious?
Yeah, I ain't got the card anymore, so...
What? They confiscated it from you.
I don't know what happened there, but like...
Things got rowdy.
He got beat down, I didn't get my card, you know what I mean?
He got beat down, damn. Jazz, don't mess around.
Well, my mates don't. I'm a good boy, you know what I mean?
But where are you from originally? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Watford in the 70s, you know what I mean? That was great. There's about like three black people, three Indian people.
Wasn't that like the golden era of Watford?
That was the golden era of skinheads and designer skinheads, you
That's
know what
I mean?
Some of them would kick your ass, others I'd kick their ass.
Crazy.
Some of them would set their dogs on you, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So I paved the way in that area, you know what I mean?
For the brown people.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Colour for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In case they don't know, you know.
But I mean, roots wise, I'm sort of like Indian, Irish, Scottish, and Dutch, and English.
Beautiful.
So I'm a bit of a mix, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Product of the British Empire, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a nice way of putting
but
it.
But you know, this is our country though, man. Like, we're smashing it, you know what I mean? This is our country. No one can take that away from us. So we're repping for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go on, Jazz. Go on.
I mean, the thing is, you know, it is a weird one, man. When you speak to certain people, you can speak to certain people from different backgrounds, but like, some people are offended if you say, oh, if I say, yeah, I'm Ghanaian, they'll be like, what do you mean? You've born here, da, da, da. But then some people would be offended if I go, yeah, my parents are Ghanaian, I was born here. They're like, what the fuck, you know? So it's like, no, like you're saying, wherever you go, you kind of got to tailor it to, you know, how they're happy. But either way, like, we were born here, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the day when we talk about our planet, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be a great one. when the greys come down and like change things, you know what I mean?
See, that's what
I think
love
they've been
about
changing it already, bro.
I know, but you know, I don't want to sound mad.
Alien-headed mother lovers. Now there's some big-headed, big-head people out nowadays where you're like, right, they could be grey, they could have some.
Are you popping shots at me?
No.
No.
No, I've got big head and big hair.
Oh, yeah, but you hide it well.
That's why I have to rock this hairdo. No, but that's what I love about hip-hop is how, you know, you said some real spiritual hippie vibe stuff there, but then you make real pretty grimy music. Pretty
Yeah. I mean...
You have to let it out somewhere, innit?
Yeah, but I mean, hip-hop, is to me, it's just like, the drums have got to be ill, you know what I mean? It's got to be real... there's got to be a certain amount of aggression there because it was all created, you know, the skills against violence, basically. Making something out of nothing, skills against violence. So I'm not going to beat the shit out of you. We're going to do it with releases or, like, skill, you know what I mean? Rapping or DJing, you know what I mean?
Battle. Breakdancing.
Yeah.
Which kind of fits in with the Mysacks investigation today.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a feeling I know what you're going to say, but this is what my investigation is for this week. If we could replace going to war with any other form of competition, what would you choose?
I'd just get those pussy politicians in the ring together, man, and just, you know, enjoy watching them, you know, stand for what they say. You know what I'm saying?
Have a wet t-shirt competition.
Yeah, regardless. You know what I mean? If you want to talk the shit, then just step in the ring and like prove it. You know what I mean? Mm. Like May against Putin. That'd be a funny one, wouldn't it? That would be classic.
He is kind of gangster. I think yeah. he can
yeah, but Putin,
hold it
down. He's a Sambo guy, man. My mum grew up, like I was saying,
that's
in Russia.
Saying.
Yeah, yeah. So he got into jiu-jitsu and all that, so yeah. he would fuck a few people up. But that's imagine like a, him versus Trump, boy.
Yeah, but that's like a real man, isn't it? It's the real man, and that's the thing. Like, a lot of these political leaders, they're not, you know, real. They talk the talk, but they've got, you know what I mean, police and army protecting them.
And they're just fat as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they're just idiots, man. You
they
know what I mean?
Got that, you know, like Trump's got that American fat where he's like, how do you get fat behind
Trump.
Your ears and shit?
Oh,
you know, the food
joke,
they
man.
Got is just like, yo, the body's like, I don't know where to put this shit. I'm going to put it right behind your knees.
I just don't understand.
How do you get fat behind your knees, bruv? What the hell is that kind of fat, man?
Well, yeah, that'd be I'm not though. Quite ready to big up Putin, but yeah, I think he's got some gangster moves in
you'll
the
come round. Don't worry, you'll come round.
Well, yeah, I'm not totally ready either, but you know, we were just talking about the ring scenario.
Yeah, but tell us about the latest project that you've done with Lee Scott then.
Well, basically, so the title track was Ceiling. So, like I say, I just
love
made
it.
This crazy slow beat. Mm. And I'm quite particular with the samples I use because obviously I want to use stuff that no one's used before and it's just got to be true to my sound. So like, I don't make hundreds of beats. I could, but I'm really specific with what I use. So I made that and Lee was into it. So he wrote the lyrics and we kind of did it over email. You know what I mean? So he's sending me bars. He'll say, yeah, do these cuts like this. You know what I mean? And I came up with the idea for the cuts at the end. So we did that and then I had to follow it up with the second track, which is the Earn Money track. And again, I was just like having mad stress finding decent samples. And a friend of mine, like Shores from this crew called Border Crossing, he like lent me about 100 records, man. And I just found just a real gem in there. So I made that out of that.
Do you think you'd ever, because I always wonder with, in terms of production, right? Like we kind of come from everyone sampling a similar era, you know, 70s funk or whatever it be, you know.
Yeah.
But do you, then it made me wonder, like, would we ever run out of samples then? Like, would there be a point where, like, shit, it feels like everything's been used? Or do we just branch out into, like,
I think
Indonesian independent films and drag whatever off there, you know?
To be honest, it does, for me, obviously the 70s is the era that I look at, but it's not so much, it's more about the sound, the way they recorded stuff, because that translates well into what I want to make as an artist, you know what I'm saying? So 70s records are great to sample, but if I'm sampling something from the 80s or from the present day, which I don't do that often, but, you know, say I did, I'd want it to sound like 70s recordings, because whatever the gear was they used back then, you know what I mean? There was a certain crunch, which I like, you know what I'm saying? So,
and this is what I realised is why I don't dig, like, pop music at the moment. It's just the production quality of pop is just so pants.
Yes,
and it's, like, so rarely you actually hear a human being in any of this music. Like, it's torturous for my brain, you know, to listen to this stuff. And it's not that I want to hate on pop music.
No.
It's just, like, it's all produced in the same way. I can't
tell
hack
you who,
it.
Who's
basically
going to really appreciate that in 20, 30 years? Is the sex robots.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
gonna
they're gonna
the
love that.
Like, yo, I can get with this T-Pain shit. It sounds like he's singing in my keys. No, that's not my key,
talking to me.
My keys.
Yeah.
I think the problem with the pop stuff is it's all made to sound good on a bloody iPhone speaker, you know what I'm saying? So it's just so like mid-heavy, top-heavy. It's just, I don't know.
But it's all quantized. It's all compressed. Everything is perfectly in the right place.
Bleed.
It's all used on made up with the same equipment. It's all mastered in exactly the same ways. It's like that. I don't hear. It's very difficult to differentiate, like, between the Rihanna produced track and a Lady Gaga produced track and a Katy Perry produced track.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it. No. You know, the other thing that I really don't
I ain't gonna sit here and let you disrespect my big four-headed sister Rihanna.
No, it was a producer. Producers, wasn't it? Like, not her necessarily.
Yeah.
But, no, she's picking to sing on these whack last tunes. But no, the other thing that I really don't get nowadays, you see with producers, it's this whole, oh, but download my drum kits. Like, here, you can buy. But why on earth would a producer want to sound like another producer and use another producer's drum kits?
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
I've never done it. It's because they can't be bothered to dig.
That's straight. You know what's really getting weird to me to see? Like, obviously, we've come from an era where, you know, having your own sound was quite the thing. Obviously, you might, you know what I mean? You might get your influences from Premier or whoever, but then eventually you find your own sound, innit?
Yeah.
But now you got producers going, like, you can go on their page or whatever, and it'd be like, if you want Drake type beats, if you want Da 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 type beats, oh, you want a beat that Future would rap on, and they're like, yeah, I provide that, I can provide that for you, which is fucking strange.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how well they do though, you know what I mean? But the, with the drum kit thing, like, the only positive thing about a drum kit thing is, like, there probably are kids that haven't got the money or the time to dig, so.
Like, the good thing similarly the good in the thing 70s about, and stuff, how they didn't have money to dig.
So the good thing about these sample packs and that is you can use those for the basis for synthesizing different shit. So, you know what I mean? You could take someone's drums and you could use computer technology to change them into your own shit. So you can do that.
Mm.
So, and certain people do that. So in some ways it's all right. But like for someone like me, using someone else's drum kits, what?
Like certain, you know, I ain't going to put no names out there, but certain people have done that, innit? They'd sampled like a DJ Premier track.
Yeah.
And then people going, yo, that's blatantly like Rich Maneuvers.
Yeah. And I don't accept the argument either when people are like, yeah, but you're sampling James Brown. It's like emulating, capturing what Clyde Stubblefield did in a moment in time in a studio, like, is not comparable to, you know, like
why?
You say,
okay, so break down why that, because for some people, like, at the time as well, I was like, yeah, isn't it the same thing? Like, why would it not be the same thing? What's the difference?
The difference is hip hop's kind of made out of other people's stuff. So if you started to sample something which has been made from the way you're supposed to be making your, you know what I mean? It depends how traditional you are.
Like, but wouldn't it be the same thing if, like, you know, this is like James Brown's cover version of an Aretha Franklin track? Now you're some, you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be the same thing then?
No, because, like, usually it'd be a different band playing it, maybe. You know what I mean?
Different band, different producers.
So I guess what you're saying is, like, the fact that this is the original recording of this as opposed to, like, a manipulated version means it's more raw than when you're grabbing the manipulated version and going, because, like, you know, like we're saying, and then you're hearing so-and-so's drums, like, right, that's sick. And you go, yeah, that's what Primo was the one who did all the shit to make it sound sick.
Yeah.
Wyman just took that and make it sound like he did it all.
Yeah,
I guess that's where you start losing.
I think ultimately, like, music is just sounds organised in a creative way, isn't it?
You know,
so really there shouldn't be any rules, but I just think ultimately some people are more successful at doing that in a way that really does touch your heart, you know, compared to other people. And to me, that's what's the most important thing when it comes to art.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, I think the thing with the hip-hop thing is, like, you've gone from, like, having, like, 3 second sample time on an SP or whatever to just unlimited, you know what I mean? So if you want to make something that's kind of sounds like what you originally got into the music for, if you limit yourself a little bit, then, you know what I mean, then you're going to come up with something which sounds similar to what you loved in the first place. But, like, sometimes having all these possibilities just ruins the whole thing.
Overwhelms.
You know, you get people making hip-hop tracks that sound like fucking trance, you know what I mean?
Just
like, you know what I mean? Right. Like,
is
so
there anything
so
wrong
progressive
with that?
Yeah, shit, man.
If you want to make trance, innit? Don't try and make hip hop sound like trance.
No, it's all right. It's, you know what I mean? Each to their own, but I don't want to hear it, and I'm not going to sell it in my shop, you know what I'm saying? So
as a DJ, you're a DJ, you get to play out as well as, like you're saying, you've got a shop, so you're selling music and whatnot.
Yeah.
And how do you see where the hip hop scene is at now, like worldwide, in terms of the music that's coming out? Because it's nearly every week that I feel like someone's wants to put out the whole hip-hop is dead or hip-hop this and that kind of phrase. And I'm like, what are you... So where are you checking? Like, what are you not listening... Like, there's so much that you're not listening to for you to be able to say that. But in your eyes, where do you think we're at?
In my eyes, you know what I mean? All I know is that I'm making a living out of this. So, and I wasn't doing that, like, 25 years ago. So, you know... 25 years ago.
You just gave it away,
though. No, but you know what I mean? It's like, I make a living out of this, and I know a lot of people that make a living out of this. So to me, hip-hop's, like, alive, you know what I'm saying? I get booked, I do events, you know what I mean? We're doing this show now, you know what I'm saying? So,
and you ain't got
fine.
A... You
know it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
You didn't have to, like, you know, sell your soul to make it happen. That's the beautiful thing as well.
It's an amazing thing, and I'm blessed to be able to do this, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean... In terms of releases, it's a lot more difficult to find the good stuff because the internet is, you know, it's so confusing, you know what I mean?
bombarded and overwhelmed, like, where in actual fact it's probably harder, I think, for a lot of people to find the good new music that they want compared to the days where it was like, just go down to so-and-so, Mr. Bond goes on a Saturday, you know, it's all the illest stuff is going to be there.
That's what Diddy was complaining about that recently, about the music.
The problems he's created.
For real though, that's what was funny about it, but he was saying, like, you know, it seems too oversaturated, there's just too much out there now. But what I think it is there's too much out there that sounds the same.
Too
much
true.
Of the same ass shit. I don't know, like, why. There's just all these sort of ideas and ideals, I think, that people are putting out there, thinking, like, you have to rap a certain way, or, you know, your content has to be about this because that's what so-and-so is doing. There's way too much of that now. And it's like, imagine if you slashed, if he's like, nah, you sound, everybody who sounds like someone or sounded, you know, sounds similar to whatever, or you're putting out a similar statement and this person, you know, your message, if they all got cut, like, yo, you can't do this anymore. Imagine, you know what I mean? The scene would be a lot more like, oh, okay, everything's more in the place that it should be. But I feel like there's just so much shit there and so many people like copying this and that and getting away with it that you're like, fuck, you know, everything sounds like.
But I think it's basically anyone with a Wi-Fi connection is an artist now, isn't it? Kind of thing. Whereas it took a lot more cutting your teeth and earning your stripes to be able to even be granted time in a in front of a microphone and a reel-to-reel tape. But I want people to hear some of your music because I've got like three of your cuts lined up here that I'm loving. What would you like to pay for the people from the Lee Scott Project first?
I think Ceiling's my joint.
Okay, let's get into it. I'm really enjoying it. I love his accent too. Sounds dope on this cut.
He proper uses it well as well. He cracks me up, man.
We're joined by our guest Jazz T in the studio right now. We still got the open mic to come as well, but check this out. This is Ceiling, Lee Scott, Jazz T.
This is a message from us, from the resistance, from the last line of defense. We have been watching the world's events. We are highly displeased with the corruption that is carried out by governments all over the world on a daily basis.
To step in stones on the final lap, just a stupid human. So remind me to mind the God, not to net the bleach. I'm building castles on a pebble beach. I'm at a place that you could never reach. Alone in purgatory for a whole eternity. A rain cloud hovering above is only there for me. Lost in a dream, I fell lost and reappeared at the top of the screen. Like, what does it mean? It's more than words can explain. I wanna save the world, but for personal gain. Baptize the earth and beg and be rain. Just a lot more to life than wearing a chain. But I couldn't tell you what it is, though. When I've got it figured out, I'll let the kids know. Until then, keep riding high on a dusty road while I pick a spot in the sky to watch the sun explode. Yes, that's how it's going down. Hanging on the ceiling while we're dancing over ground. You need to slow it down. You need to slow it down. Hanging on the ceiling. On the ceiling while we're dancing over ground.
Complex concept beyond comprehension and words. We think we understand cause we read the blurb. We didn't open the book. Or did and forgot to close it and look. Feeling hopeless and stuck. With the same confusing speech on every station. Open to interpretation. Tolerating fascism. The face beneath the mask hidden. Living in a transparent glass prison. But everybody acts different. The observation near the event affects the outcome. So we get nervous and we act up and down wrong. Openly supporting both sides of the dispute. Society is blighted at the root. Hiding like the truth underneath the covers. No one's really free, but some are more free than others. The privacy of the facts, then let us guess. Condemn the guest, nothing's ever said in jest. The wicked never rest, when neither did the rest. But who cares as long as you beat them in the test, alright? Leave them lie, let's go like.
Slow it down,
hanging on the ceiling,
on the ceiling.
While
feeling that.
Thank you, right there, boy.
Proper. You know, we've been bumping that on the show, supporting that goodness.
Yeah, man.
And I love the. I love cutting choruses.
Yeah.
I love a little cutting solo at the end.
I can't really not do it.
Yeah. Exactly. So no, but tell the people about that project, because that's from a 12-inch EP that you guys put out.
Well, it's kind of an EP. It's like Ceiling and Earn Money, and then the instrumentals on one side. And on the B side, I've got the Ceiling remix, Sleepwalker remix, which is actually Kashmir of Strange You.
Oh,
and then Pitch 92 remix of Earn Money, which is obviously Pitch 92 that used to be the Mouse Outfit producer.
Ooh, so I don't know if he's allowed to say that, but we'll let you get away with that one.
I know. So basically, I mean, for me, I don't just want to put out EPs and albums and stuff. Like, hip hop's a sort of 12-inch format, so I wanted to put out something with the instrumentals and
Can you talk about like your experience in terms of like the like vinyl seems to be at more forefront now. Before, I remember having a conversation with you when we bumped into each other, I think Christmas sometime, innit?
Yeah.
And we were chatting about how vinyl seems to be, there's a surge again.
Yeah, yeah.
And you must have seen that obviously through the store and with Boot Records, no?
I think the people that are buying the records has changed. Like, initially, when I first started working at the shop, like 20 years ago, it was mainly DJs buying the stuff. Now you've got people that just want to own the music and want to buy into the artist. So the actual people that are buying the music has changed.
Mm.
The being a sort of dance music record shop specialist kind of shop, like we've always, the amount that we're selling hasn't changed that much. It's just the people that are buying it that's changed.
Mm. And so you're, what you're saying is now it's not just DJs buying, now it's like people who support an artist and almost look at the vinyl as a piece of art.
Like. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw the cover for this one, but I got my man Stilts to do the cover, and it's just a crazy cover.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's all kind of part of what we're doing at, you know, for Boot these days. You know what I mean? It's all about like the actual artwork and the music, you know what I mean? And even the vinyl, if you've got the vinyl, like the actual cut is just ill, you know what I mean? If you're a DJ, you know what I mean? It's just nice to cut up as well.
And what else are you involved in? Because I know, like I say, your name pops up every, like, all different projects on the credits, at the shows and all this sort of stuff. You were just telling me off mic that you're working with some exciting people.
Well, Blade's given me a couple of tracks to put out, so I haven't produced any of them. Yeah, Blade.
Oh, is it?
One's a really old track, and one's a track called Dark Friends, which me and Miracle put on a mixtape years ago, so I'm going to put those on the 45. I'm working with Green Kryptonite. I don't know if you know who that is, but...
but I like the name.
Look into it. I've got a couple of tracks with him, so we've got Go Fly New York and do the video for that. And then working on an album with Joe Almond Jones, the keyboard wizard, you know what I mean? Probably best in the world.
With
Ezra
Collective.
Yeah, and we've done a whole album with everyone on it, and I'm just waiting on bars from Chubby. and then that's that done, so...
Oh, the Chubby Alcoholic.
Yeah. It's called Vibes Man now. I think he's trying to...
That's his rap name now, Vibes Man.
That was his original rap name.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay.
And then he just fell victim to the bottle and then...
Oh, that was an interlude. Just an interlude.
Yeah, so he's sort of coming back around now.
Lovely. And so what other links or anything that would you like to share with people or anything coming up that you're... Are you going to be at the High Focus party?
Yeah, I'm spinning for Parky and Joker at the London one and Bad Bones at both of them. So
cool. So
I'll be there. Other than that, I've got loads of little... things going on, you know what I mean? I think we've got something in Nottingham on the 28th, obviously Park Jam. I think
we've got Park Jam coming up on April 29th this year.
Okay, I didn't realise the date was out for that already.
Yeah, and then I've got something, there's a wordplay thing we're doing in Bristol, me and Parky.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you've got our radio show, the Boot Records thing, you know what I mean?
When is that?
That's on Kane FM, and that's every other Wednesday, so the next one's this coming next Wednesday, 9 to 11.
Right, very cool. And then
that's more DJing kind of orientated, you know what I'm saying? So
you don't talk shit.
We do, but like obviously it's an FM thing, so I can't swear and stuff. So you got to think about what you're saying a lot more. So it's better that we don't talk that much.
Yeah,
I like this because you can get a little bit political and stuff and get away with it.
We hope so.
So far, we ain't been targeted yet, but you never know.
But you know, we did mention Putin today, so who knows? But definitely check out the EP from Jazz T and Lee Scott. It's out now on Boot Records.
Yeah, and I want to big up my crew, Steel Devils, as well, man.
Ah, yes, of course, man.
Very
and
cool.
And he's still going, yeah?
Yeah, Dominic Bandoni, the mate who was talking about the old whatever biscuit. That's DJ Random there.
he's biscuit.
A funny dude, man.
Jazz
him and his brother
ignorance.
Just cracked me up, man.
Proper jokes.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming down to the show today. It's been lovely to get you here because we've been playing music of yours for the last couple of years on the show.
Wicked, no, I'll keep
constant output. And you just mentioned that your DJ from Ransom Bad Bones, he made an appearance at the Task Force show last week and just brought the house down. It was pretty ill, so I thought let's play this cut that you produced with Zygote, which is on the Bad Bones and Company release, which is out now as well. Thank you so much, Jazzy.
No, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, you know what I mean? Enough respect to both of you.
Always good to see you, bro.
Enough respect to you too. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking to Black Chronicle, then we got the open mic.
Now I'm on a rampage, prepare for the slaughter.
Who let the bad bones out? Others get blushy and flustered when the drapes go down. Painted face, grown clown, shut your cake hole now. I'm eating rhymers like a Venus flytrap. Biters quiver like a female when they reach the climax. Achy, breaky and shaky like snow globes. Open up your cranium, scraping your whole skull. Impenetrable man of steel, heavy as wagon's wheels, full of slappers' nails that serve sex on the platter still. Hypnotic like a spiral graph, shattering fiberglass, lining, marking your back up with tribal scars. I'm a two-time and untrustworthy, double-crossing headbanger, catastrophic, better check your chub and lock it. Rocking back and forth while I'm blindfolded, white noses, psychosis, mind smoking, high voltage. Don't wanna fight me like a pikey busting Tai Chi, striking you at light speed, smother you in white. Follow my lead, I got that sting and you ain't got shit. The burning bushes recognize the three dragon kings. From the dark side, the juggernaut has left a mess, don't knock knock. So fuck a 9 to 5, let yourself go and heavily stone. The slang bang is here, I can't believe it's true. The realness of a children's story where they teach kung fu. Taking medication cause I just don't care. Ring a bad bones, the countdown is pure cake fear. I smell pussy fucker, like snobbish it girls. Whiplash and bitch slap that thick slack. Who dares to compare, death is in the air. Out in the rain, when I'm strolling back in the zone. How could you complain? When Jazz T and Zygote fit the beat, I spoke with a dry throat, the cyclone of the bad bones. When Zygote and Jazz T fit the beat, I spoke with a dry throat, the cyclone of the bad bones. My bad influence has the power that encourages young kids to hit the rope like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. It's the mad face, mangling your palate states and tamper with massive Stanley blades at a rapid rate. Sent to heaven by the deadly venom. Getting lifted off the said perfection ever since I was 11. Bred to visit corners and communal stairwells, making sure that stunk weed sells like tubs of hair gel. Bidding you farewell, rolling my sleeves back, recently ditching rehab with holy kneecaps. These actions are irresponsible, so you can catch a smack if you're philosophical. And they can hang a plaque of you in the honor hall. Rappers that don't want to rule, so it wasn't logical. Funny bears jumping around like gummy bears, running scared from a vast entourage of ugly stares. Check the perfected, corrected element that I selected. While I'm intercepting sources, that's why they never get detected. Very hard face like Vinnie Jones with many holes, getting thrown over by this Millie Billy Gold. I rip through your clothes like gang rape as I translate back to the bone. The campaign, it's a rampage.
Fubar Radio presents
Callum McSwiggan,
the beautiful, the gorgeous Alex Fox.
I read somewhere that going down on your bloke with a mouthful of champagne was sophisticated and stimulating. But have you ever had a mouthful of really fizzy drink?
God, no.
It almost burned. Dude looked like I'd gone down on him with a blowtorch between my teeth. He was not loving
it. Not enjoying it. So funny that you mentioned this. My version of that was less upmarket. For me, it was somebody told me.
Tizer. Blue WKD.
No, it was Dr. Pepper.
What's the worst that can happen? Your schlong falls off.
Every Wednesday.
Callum McSwiggan.
From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
That last cut, Ransom Bad Bones, produced by our guest DJ Jazz T, and Zygote was on there. And right now we're joined in the studio by the one and only Black Chronicle. Welcome,
BC, bang bang. Listen, in the building, man. Welcome, FUBAR. You know what I mean? Hello. Thanks for having me back.
Good, we welcome you, man. How are you doing?
Welcome, my people, man.
Thanks for coming through, bro.
I feel like it's my third time here, man. I think it is.
But that was like you were on the open mic before with us, weren't you?
Yeah. But things have been progressing a little bit since. Do you know what I mean? Got my own projects out, my own solo bits now.
Yes. Oh, and I see. So this is what our gift T-shirt is about.
Yeah, a little love.
Hashtag love trap.
Love trap. You know what I mean? Everyone's been supporting that. It's been really good, man.
What's
so
the
talk
deal?
About the love trap then.
Yeah. Do you know what? But basically, it's I was going through a little situation, and I thought, you know, it was quite like I was with my missus for like 7 years and stuff. It was a long time. There was a lot of building, a lot of future talk. Things fizzled out as they do sometimes. It ain't no one's fault. But while I was going, it was my kind of first experience with something like that.
What, the breakup or the actual
relationship? Yeah, like, just a breakup, like something that serious.
It was like, damn, yeah, this is like in the movies,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, like, you know, when you just walk in the streets, it's late, you ain't got nowhere to go. Like, do you know what I mean?
Was it raining? Put the music on, Sarah. Let me get my
tell us
on.
About it.
Wait, before you tell us. No. Yeah, go on, break it down.
Have you got an eyelash stuck in your eye?
No.
Is it hay fever? It's just hay fever.
It's raining.
On the inside, it's raining.
Yeah, no, you know, she didn't love me no more. She didn't love me. But you know what? It took a while, but we ended up, like, in that period, you know, I just treat the music like a diary, so it's nothing but sad stuff I wrote about, man. Do you know
the love
I mean?
Trap is all sad.
Nah, it's not all sad. Do you know what? Basically, it takes you through the...
This is the most fitting this theme the tune has out. Ever been.
I'm worried that a tear's going to drop for real, you know. It does it to me. Sometimes I'm whimpering. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Inner thug, I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up, man. Hold back.
But yeah, do you know what? And it's, like, basically, so when I'm going through the situation, I kind of, like, when I write music, I treat hip hop like a diary, so I kind of write what's in my mind. So as I'm going through the whole year, kind of getting my mind around it,
you were writing about
it. I was writing about it, and then ended up forming into some EP. So I ended up speaking to Hybrid C-Tip from Hybrid Freaks, and I said, I got this idea, I want to write a project called The Love Trap. I want to talk about love over like trap beats. And kind of use it as a metaphor and talk about love as a trap, as in like sometimes you can love someone and be in a trapped kind of situation. And it just all kind of like, and then I was listening to like Ghost Poet, Shedding Skin, like that's a beautiful album. And I was listening to like 808 Heartbreaks. Like those albums.
Man, you was in an emotional
trust. No, I was in it. I didn't cry. But
from time you listened to 808.
Of course you didn't cry. Of course you didn't cry.
808 and Heartbreaks, you cried. That was the point. Tell the truth, man.
There's no shame in it. It's healthy.
No, do you know what? But no, for the record, I didn't. But.
Honestly.
You wanted to. Honestly. Were there moments where you thought.
No, do you know what? I'll tell you the truth. I hit the pull up bars. That's what I did. That's.
Yeah.
You know when you do that?
Focus. Okay. Gather
like,
yourself.
You want to blow out the air, but you're not fully committed to it. So you're like.
No, but it's the control as well. It all comes out at once. Turn into tears.
But yeah, no, so that's the project, man. And it basically, like, I wrote it, but like the seasons. So it's got four tracks plus a bonus track. So you got starts with autumn, then you got winter, kind of like being the coldest of the whole situation where you're like maybe angry and this and that. Then you got sort of spring where you're kind of getting it, and summer when it's all good.
Fuck that bitch anyway.
No, that's how I did it. Yeah, no,
summertime's like, right, there's bear chicks out
that's
here.
That's what I'm
anyway.
Saying. Like, man's got the summer bod, it's all good, you know what I mean? So the track I wanted to like, there's a track that I wanted to do today. It's called Fuck What She Say. And it's got so much swearing, I thought it's the only place it should really be.
Yeah,
like people even told me, they was like, yo, I can't really work with this. You kind of got to censor it otherwise. And I was like, you know what, I can't really sense. If you sense it, it just disappears.
What season did this one come? Did you write this one?
This is winter.
Ooh, this is the title.
I like how you you never know though, but because you know our weather's fucked up over here, so it might fuck
might
the rest
some,
of us up.
Might, yeah.
So what? The whole Love Trap EP, is it all about one woman?
Yeah, it's about one person.
Has she heard it?
No, do you know what? I think if she did, the kind of the rapport wouldn't really be as good as it might be. Like, but I was just like, you know, I'm gonna put it out anyway. Like, I'm not gonna hide it.
Oh, so she heard it before it even came out?
No,
she's not heard it.
I kind of blocked
she's
her on everything
it.
As well.
Why? So it's a proper breakup then?
Yeah, well, like, yeah, you just keep it clean, innit? But I still want to
blocking
put
it out. Someone
yeah,
keeping
is
it
that clean.
Yeah, I kind of think so. I don't think you should be seeing, you know, how happy I might be on certain Instagram. I post up on my Instagram.
Ooh,
I'm fiery on that.
It's because she's fragile.
Why is there all bareback
pics
now? You're
doing her a favour. Yeah.
Black Chronicles is off the leash. He's like, look, look at these muscles.
In the club.
Yeah. This is how you do. Yeah. This is like my daily routine. You know, he's just bareback.
Showing
the pull-up
bars and stuff, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's
what it
is.
So you did it for her, for a favour for her, because you care of her feelings.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, if she heard it, I think she would look at it like it's art. It's artistic. Like, I haven't really, you know, there's no direct. You know, well, this one's obviously this one
is
wouldn't really represent the whole, like, you know, there's different elements, but this one's a bit fiery still.
It's gonna, I mean,
that's the thing. Is I think she ain't listened to it yet, because if she did, you probably know,
I got
you would have heard from her.
But let's decide off of this track.
So, you're
right
gonna
here.
Perform this for us now. It's FWSS.
Yeah, yeah, fuck what she says. That's
okay,
what it stands for.
Ah, Black Chronicle.
Okay, I'm listening just to see if there's any names mentioned here, man. Okay, sending this one out to Miss Anonymous. Black Chronicle live in the studio.
Trust. Yo, listen. A few personal ones in there. Yeah. Love Trap. Yo. Said I was half of a man, oh yeah. But never needed for nothing, I swear I was always there.
Fuck, she
said she's a car, so I went and copped it. No insurance for a convict, now I'm honest, like what you wanted.
Fuck, she
said she needed more money, so I made more. Took her on holidays, bills paid for, but she want more.
Says I was abusive,
but I never touched her once. Why would I raise my hand to the girl that I loved? Cause,
Said
I were ambitious, now I'm out building dreams. Then replied, you ain't got time for me, but what the fuck do you mean? Like, there's 24 hours in the daylight. Yo, listen. If I was a liar, then ask for the truth. But if you don't believe me, what the fuck could I do? Like, that's real shit. Like, I don't trust my friends. Now when I'm out, every text give me stress. Like that's on my head. Yo,
and then I'll be your team partner.
Love me more if I found someone else. Yo, so now I'm with someone else. Like this. X is giving you problems. No, you ain't gotta put up with that nonsense. Just saying.
Wow.
There's a lot in there. You know, we put a lot in there. There was a lot in there, man.
She ain't had that shit. No, she ain't had that. So let me ask you this then. In terms of, like, when you were like, okay, I want to do this project, did you have any idea, or were you even worried about whether she'd listen to it or not?
Yeah, I kind of thought, like, because the funny thing is, like, some of her, like, I got some of her family in there. Some of them have liked the project, so I know they've listened to it, and they messaged me. but it was just, like, I think they're just taking it, like, everyone, like, they know me, so they know it's just... You know, as a musician, yeah, you gotta make it how you gotta feel it. Like, do you know what I mean? And I've been
saying fuck what she.
Yeah, like, but that's how I felt, because there was a time I was getting so many like random like it's just
hating.
Yeah, but you know, but I let that go. But that was how I felt. Like when I wrote it, that's how I felt at the time. I was like, oh my gosh, you know what I mean?
That's, you can always get away with that, Your Honor. That's how I felt at the time.
That's
how I just sat there. You know what I mean? Wayne Brady had to smack a bitch.
Oh, man. Trust. Like, but yeah, like, so that was it. But the people like that one the most, though. I don't know. Maybe it's the swearing in it. They just like.
Yeah, it's probably that. And then obviously, like, they're hearing your side of what happened.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? So you're going to get people, whether it be male or female, be like, well, yeah, all right, you're saying that, but what would her tune be about, you know?
Well, like, funny enough, I played it to one girl, because with this particular project, like, it was the only project that had me out with a speaker playing songs to, like, I must have played it to, like, 50 to 100, like, not 100, 50.
Was it therapeutic?
It felt like a real release. Like, you know when you say, like, release, I'm releasing it? Like, that's how it felt when I put it out. And, like, I played it to some girl, and she was like, oh, that's all the kind of things I would like in a man. You took her on holiday.
Wow.
Like, you single and shit. I was like, whoa, like, that's not what I was asking for. Like, we were just.
That's what she said. Don't try and act like you're like, oh, come on, I don't want any of that.
Don't look. But no, but it was nice to see that, like, women was enjoying it as well. It weren't like it's coming across like a chauvinistic.
Would you be ready to take it on the chin when she drops her
one?
Clap back.
You might, I don't know, there'll be nothing to say, man. I was a good guy, I was clean, you know what I'm saying?
That's not a badge of honour, I'm clean.
But yeah, it'd be like, there'll be,
I'll
there'll
put
be,
the toilet seat down, yeah. I'll put the school.
That's true, for some fit that
it'll
is
be, it'll
good.
Be like 90 slow jams if she made it, wanted me back and stuff, but you know, it is what it is.
Do you think you two could ever get back together after
Nah, not with an EP. Not with an EP.
It could help you both see the light that you're meant to be together.
Nah, it's, you know what, like, there's like the EP was like, yeah, that's done. So that's why I usually make music after situations when they've finished. Like when I done Supervillain, that was after I was finished with that kind of lifestyle and I wrote about it. I don't really write about stuff that's like current. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to bait yourself up too
much.
Yeah,
maybe. Right? Yeah, that's it. It's all in the. So that's what it is. But it was a fun project, man. Like the feedback.
I bet.
Yeah, it was good. Like how I recorded it. It was because I was so self conscious about what I'm saying on it, and that's quite. There's a part, a spoken word that I took off last minute because it said too much. Because I wrote that 2 days before, like the final split, and I didn't even know it was
on my
phone.
You can't be critical. I know it's Black Critical, but you can't tell her like, yeah, I wrote this.
No, but it's gone. It's deleted. But I had to record it in the dark, like shades on and all shit. Because I didn't
cry though.
Tears, no, right?
There was no. I know you didn't cry. It's okay. There was no. I know you didn't cry. There was.
How do you read it? We were in the dark with shades on.
No, it was just off the head. It was just there expressing. Right. Yeah, that's how this one kind of is. It's more loose. Do you know what I mean? Like the first track's like love tracks, very repetitive, and it's like when I dropped it, it was funny because I've got a project out that Unapology Autopsy of Crime. There's people who bought that and checked that and said, "Oh, this sounds a bit different from your last thing." And it was nice that people could have that comparison with my own stuff, like for the because I've got two stuff out now, and it was just it was good. It was refreshing. Some people, not everyone, took to it, but then there's a whole new crowd of people that have been sort of behind, kind of like enjoying it and supporting. And yeah, it's been good. We got like the t-shirts.
Love Trap. Yeah. The thing is as well, because it said Love Trap as well, I was like, wow, where's this go? Because a trap is usually...
like Honey Trap.
Well, yeah, it's not a positive thing, is it? Yeah. Usually when you're in a trap, it's like, oh, I'm trapped here. Oh, fuck, I need to get out.
You're talking about
thing.
The genre.
No.
Oh, we might make it like a genre music. Thing. We might make it genre music. Everyone do that. Yeah. We might make it like that.
But what was
trap the genre?
I was gonna ask, why did you choose the word love trap? Was it to do with using trap beats, or was it?
Well, it was a mixture of everything. It was kind of like it was kind of a spin on those words. Because I think sometimes you know love maybe like that. You will be with someone, and then you'll be thinking, I'm kind of here because of circumstance rather than.
You
know,
wanting to be here.
Yeah, like
you don't
want to let down. It's been a certain amount of years and stuff.
Met the madre.
Yeah,
like
the family
know
you. You know what I'm saying?
Name.
Like they cook for you, so it's like you know.
Oh man, that's the.
So you're breaking up with a family, and it's all like you know. But it is what it is. So I just, but that's what came. And C-Tech, he was funny enough. He was going through something similar, so we both synced up.
Oh, is it?
Vented.
You got it out of your systems.
Yeah, he made the beats.
Well, you know, we do have a feature on the hip hop show called Hip Hop Hookups.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so if you're looking to try
looking
and.
For love.
Yeah,
love.
Exactly.
You heard
Sarah,
you
she's
know,
got
cause that's
credentials
how,
as well.
I have
down
got
your
credentials. You know, I did introduce my sister to her husband. They are celebrating 17 years married now.
Oh,
so, you know, yeah, and I'm a great wing woman to my homies as well. Yeah, so. You know, I think.
Yeah, geez, that's 7 years, you know.
We've already hooked up. Who did we hook up recently? Oh, Verity and Jason.
Yeah, so if you want to be hooked up but through the mediums of hip hop, then you need to hit us up on hiphop@foodbarradio.com, you know, because there's someone for everybody out there.
Especially if you love hip hop music, you can go to shows. That's a good first date, man.
Yeah, a bit of moshing.
Nothing like a bit of moshing with you know on your first date and that.
Mm-hmm.
Moshing to moshing to
task force
moshing
show.
Out to like yeah. Task
oh my
force.
God! If a guy took me out for a date to a task force show, I'd be like, wow, let's get married.
Jesus, yeah.
See there.
It's never gonna happen.
I see you had that question, man. It had me buzzing, man.
Yeah, this week's investigation, man.
What's
really important
answer?
One. You know, like obviously, I try my best to help humanity, and I think this could be somewhere we could take a few steps forward instead of backwards, like we do. So, this week's investigation is: if we could replace going to war with any other form of competition, what would you choose? And why I saw what you had.
Yeah, that's a push up to. That's a push up to fail because that's like real
fail.
Man's. That's
push
like not
ups to fail.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
not
basically
a push
just
up continuously
doing push
up. No
oh, but that's not fair because I've not got good upper body strength.
Yeah, but you ain't going to war for us anyway.
I will in certain circumstances.
After all right,
you
after
can go on your knees, do knee push.
No,
mad
squats marathon.
Yeah, don't
differently.
You find,
seriously,
I'm upset. Yeah, we got to move on to the next segment. But I'm upset that so many people are talking about Black Panther in this way and that way. Wow, the CGI was dodgy. But what I want to say is, no one's talking about, yo, I want to start training. I want to be able to move like they did. When everyone's like on this, I'm going to wear more beads and Africa, Wakanda forever. Like this.
I listen all day, you know. That's the new nudge. I've been seeing people, since I watched it, I bump into people and I'm like, Wakanda forever. We know, like, there's a rapport now. We know.
It's funny, isn't it? It's a state of mind. That's all. It's not a real place, but it's a state of mind.
Nah,
you know, as long as we could get to the promised land. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. We got to get into the next tune anyway.
It's a love trap EP.
Thank
man.
You, Black Chronicle. No, coming no through to the
yes, the love
the
trap is out now, bitches and bitchettes.
Open mic coming up next. Here's some brand new Sean Price and Illa G for you.
When you're gonna realize money is the king of the land. The color of your skin doesn't matter when you got it in your hand.
I got that feeling to clap the young black Bob Dylan the rap. Fill in the gap, sacrilegious, dick in the mouth of bad bitches. It's cool when this G-rap all rules the riches on fleek. When I took my own beep, beep, I'm vicious. Deep with the bullets I speak, sleeps your mistress. No assistance, ghetto ices on the sentence. I'm different, pissing on the world from
Alejandro.
The distance. Metal detected, tech metal level, you said benevolent. Energy of the exceptional vet. Defense in death threat, direct express. One way ticket to hell jail, fuck with the best. P. Boss with the vibe of the past. Breaking off, get lost like the tribe of Shabazz.
Fly, my brother.
Lodge 120, breaking compounds down to brother Gun Dunny. Pick.
The Viking, the brother Mozone. Get your thoughts thrown from verbal to hand chrome. Rap predators don't get caught in the feeding. This is Mike Tyson writing social graffiti. The Viking, the brother Mozone. Get your thoughts thrown from verbal to hand chrome. Rap predators don't get caught in the feeding. Mike Tyson, writing social
graffiti. Ravaging the booth, rapping shit. Savage in pursuit of happiness. I don't co-sign or support thoughts of bitch niggas eating collard greens with salt pork. This is the onslaught. The fifth heavy rocking on the shit that your son brought. Glad to meet ya. Push your wig back, you got alopecia, pig.
That's the Illa massacre. Move in any matter, it don't matter. Illa is better than y'all. Box get boxed in the brain splatter, rain rapture. Pain captured in my veins, cocaine like metaphors aim high in plain sight. Poker on the plane, pipe putting your name. Got a 4-4, focus on your fame, slaying the predator. Legendary, I'm every murderer inside of America.
The Viking, the brother Mozone. Get your thoughts thrown from verbal to hand chrome. Rap predators don't get caught in the feeding. This is Mike Tyson writing social graffiti. The Viking, the brother Mozone. Get your thoughts thrown from verbal to hand chrome. Rap predators don't get caught in the feeding. This is Mike Tyson writing social graffiti.
Because I'm so cool.
Super Funky Fresh, brand new from Sean Price and Illa G. The Brian song is the name of that one, featuring Rib. It's out now on Duckdown. That's from the fresh EP called Metal Detectors, which is the third release from Sean Price since he passed away. And it was already in the works before, 3 years ago before he died. So more music still to come from Sean Price. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mike Stiggy, for all you mother lovers out there. It's the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Yes, we have not forgot. Right about now on the hip hop show right here at FUBAR, we're about to get into this mother loving open mic. We got a whole bunch of MCs. We got 6 MCs today.
Woo!
Just in case, you know what I mean? So who we got here? Don, who's Don?
Yeah, yo.
Don, what are you saying, bro?
Yeah, all good, man. We're good, we're chilling.
Where you from?
I'm from Devon.
Devon?
Yeah. Hey, do you surf?
I don't surf.
Do you?
Nah.
He's like, I'm far too cool for that surfing nonsense. Like,
on the internet, maybe. That's about it. Back, you know. Who we got over here?
Jay Bravo.
Jay Bravo.
Woo,
nice, man.
Where
so
are you from?
Born and bred Leeds.
Yes,
yay!
It?
Yeah.
Back, you know.
Yay, I love Leeds.
Appreciate you lot coming down, man. So
speaking to the mic. Lift the mic up to
you. Yeah, do like we're doing.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Thank you.
That's all good, man.
Thank
you for coming down.
Here.
So you're part of the Expandables, yeah?
Yes.
Who else is involved in Expandables? Get the mic and tell us that.
Tell them. Bro.
Yo, Dolph London. Originally from just around here, you know. Not too far.
Is it? Yeah. I thought you were going to say
Leeds, baby. Every road leads back to West Yorkshire, so
whoop,
man,
whoop.
It's that white road that keeps man coming back. Real hip hop there, you know. You need
proper
to go down and check out
trust,
the shows.
We know.
Real
we
talk.
Know,
these
man.
Two geniuses, black.
Proper.
Trust me. But
when you're down here, though, you got to say up there.
We do our thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who else we got?
Tech.
Yeah, Technico.
Yeah, bring the mic up, bro. Go on.
Leeds.
Fatigued.
I'm
on about army fatigues, not tired, by the way. Looking good, bro.
I love it.
Keep it there.
Looking straight out.
So your technical, and then your CDB.
Yeah, I'm CDB.
Scouse
Shaolin style.
Oh shit, this is gonna be fun right here.
I love it.
We got Dr. Zygote. I know, I don't call him Dr. Zygote no more.
No.
We got Zygote on the beat.
It's heavy.
Also Black Chronicle getting involved. Jeez, this is about to be. You lot, get your headphones on, you know. Don't act shy all of a sudden now that we're in the open mic section.
Yeah, we're
them headphones on. There's another pair there. What are you looking
we're
at?
We're about
them
to
like
drop
that?
This beat. Hey. You know you want to hear the beat if you're rapping on it, right?
Yeah, please.
Don, you're setting it off, right?
All right, man.
And you lot, don't be afraid to push up the mic left, right, center, whatever. Yeah. On your last four, try and let a man know that, you know what I mean, you're about to be done, so you lot can come in. Bam!
Yeah,
let's hear this beat and see where we're at. What's the energy like? It's the hip hop show, my beloveds.
Look. I'm sipping, I'm flipping through pictures and reminiscing about the old days that I've been missing. I'm pissed off cause I know what I've been seeing. All the passed away soldiers I'll never be forgetting. The flag bubble, the last struggle, we fight troubles. The right cuddle comes by fuzzle, the lies rumble. You might stumble when might crumble through my jungle. The knife's humble, this slice juggles and wipes muscles. And I ain't talking about stabbing you, I'm talking about slitting my wrist and hitting a vein or two. Tell me your story, man, and let me hear it straight from you. Fuck hold drugs and dope, I just wanna hear the pain from you. Woo. We all done messed up shit, but I can hear the shame from you. Let's sleep in with your mates, girl, but they didn't put the blame on you. I know I'm a bit forward, but I'm a blast from the past, and I'm back to even play the game with you.
Jeez. Hey, Jay Bravo, what you saying, bro?
Yo, hot spit, get you surrounded up. Excuses to not react, you throw a patch up. Sit back, let the pros work, let the bar fly. You remain a fly on the wall while we do it all. Lords of the underground, leads lock, wonder sound. Skill and way through player unknowns, battlegrounds. My style's on another. And when you was a child, I was your mother's lover. But I'm all poor pissed off in the current coverage. But I will. The real remains undercurrent. Expandables, we're so old and don't know when to quit it. But every time we return, you'll never regret it. I'm still clever, I give dumbbells a spell of hell. The bug gets my eyes redder than Raphael. Battle me, you'll get hit with shell after shell. Then I return to the nether realm where I dwell. Office work, can't touch the pen, I won't lose it. Slash producer, engraving. On the mic, split flames, I am Van Halen. If the gals call me, I'll give man Wong. If the gals call fear, I'll give fair long. If the gals call Sue, I'll see Sue Young. But I won't do Young Sue. If Sue too young, I'll switch targets and do Sue Young's mum. If I get caught, I'm gonna catch who sung Sue Young. Got a cousin called Way One Ton. I'll have to dip, man. I'll have to lose son. Listen, alarm scream when I make it happen. Tread the beat like Godzilla, I make it Japan. Yeah, to the fans say I made it Yemen. On a noodle diet till I make it ramen. I'm running fire flames, give me the fire lighting up. I'm smoking on the high, say I'm sipping on the Dutch. Got me sitting dripping, licking, kicking, kicking like a ninja. Flows out the liver like boots to your liver. Top lip quiver when I hit them with the punch. Lines in the tailor, give me the bag of this. And I'm tripping up my bucks like a six-side quake. You can try lock me up, I'll throw away the keys. You know I got the jazz, you know I got the means. Give me the record room when I show you what it means. Cause it's straight off the top like the air that we breathe. Deep from my diaphragm, it's just to be in. The shit you can't believe in, I'm ripping from the scenes in. Shit you can't believe in, I'm ripping from the scenes in. Breathe out, breathe in. The shit I believe in. Give me the booze on Friday night, I party till the morning light. Sacrificial issue, grist grind to the bone. You know I do the music, I do it on my own. I do it for the gatties, I do it for the mans. I do it for the gatties, regulating time. I do it for the man there, I'm putting in time. Real man, putting work, green shift rhyme. Time to represent rhymes. Cause I'm rolling with the stand tool. Like man, the Philly get the lyricist. I'm serious, ridiculous, I'm tequila. New phenomenon, into cut, pen to paper. Sharp like a Excalibur, next level caliber. Wizardry, magic, I'm waving my scepter. Mental force at Hannibal the Lecter. Trapped in the cellar with the Colonel Abraham. Say the chemical Tesla, witch hunt burner. 51 my area, flying on my Zephyr. Heart of a Spartan at the height of Napoleon. Douse flames of petrol, spread on belly, heavy smelly. When I smoke my berry, fill my body, levitate, cause I'm heavyweight. Pound for pound, the wits and chains, no link, we change, down to we ring. Yo, listen. Praise be, I fold up MCs like gymnastic. My form of attack's back cracking. Slit my own wrist, jaw deeper than black magic. As my blood drip, turn to witch like barbed wire. More cuts, skin and barbers. With a bad habit, sweetier than Tom, but I'm fast like rabbit. Draw for bars like switchblades, yes, I cause damage. You dare oppose, get savage. More carnage than ill for cameras. Clack like a jackhammer in your mannequin. My war stars, even shoot stiffer than the mannequin. Snakes in the scrubs, moving something like the Vatican. Everybody gets whacked, who cares, who's panic is.
Yo, it's straight up damaging. MCs know we're average MCs. You can't dare nigga to me. It's like dead shot the way I'm grabbing 16s. Draw them like six blocks. They're running like 12 shots and 12 shots to the gauge. Look at this young kid's face. When he grabs that, everything fades. Everything disappears. When he grabs the mic, it starts to rain. MCs know it's my terrain. And listen, I come down, bring the pain like Sonic. MCs know I pop the bars like the bonnet. The 16's shot in, two shotguns to the face. MCs know this is hip hop place. This is my zone. MCs know rapping's my home. Best step back, will you move back? Listen, yo.
Yeah, started off like this. Gonna have a sick night going out to get pissed. Where we starting off in mine or his? Doesn't really matter, bring your food and your beers. Bring your rents and your left in the rears. We're rocking on the dole, we don't worry about careers. Here's a big motherfucking cheers, big ears. Same goes, big nose, as the saying goes. That's why you got powder all over your nose. Keep your key, lad, I don't want one of those. Keep my mindset, I'm alright in this tone. Can I buy for men, yeah, that's my cologne. Walking around high, I'm real fucking stone. I'm in the zone, whipping out the homegrown tone. Coming up from unknown, future unknown, but mine are being told. Like one shot, two shot, three shot, four. Taking all the shots that this bottle of liquor can pour. I'm surprised I'm a flat on the floor and even holding up the walls. I can get on, kid, even if I have to crawl, but it's only early, yeah. I got plenty of time to wet the baby's head. Alcohol will make you get misled. Say things that you never thought you said. Do things that you never thought you did. Don't mix drinks, cause hell will up and split. Release a few demons up in this bitch. Doing backflips and splits till it comes up quick. Down on your knees, praying to the shit pit. Well, I'm blitzed and pissed, and I'm still quick with the wit. Lyrically equipped, drug the mic quick. Here's a hype on tick. Pay me by the chronic, demonic, I'm on it. Collect the rings like Sonic.
Oh. Rap games dead on his feet. Lot of niggas sounding homo and dead on the beat. You don't wanna see me, your mind's getting dread on the verse. The outcome is you and yours laying dead on the street. Bare white tension, blood stains, I'm not bothered. For the worst shit I've done, I still ain't never been collared. Street and I've got nothing to prove, I'm not acting. Man, try prove me wrong, see what the fuck happens. Neck chopper off a stopper, soft cut a rapper, clapper, daft bastard, nigga killer. Prick for the chatting stabber, cunt in the jugular. Be out in the Jaguar, thumping out some sizzler while I'm blazing on the Chaliwa. A different kind of character, fuck a flash, I've always got red eye on the camera. I must blaze on a regular, cause a lot of fools are fake. I'm front big like Pamela. But I'm the type that don't care much. Balls, will you see me with waves? That shit airbrush. Fuck a hairbrush. Fuck swag. Fuck a fair fuck. I'll fuck a brain rock from time of fake. Fuck a rare rock. Technique cooperation, cause time's ticking. That's why I kill every competition that I've been in. Whilst chilling, ice grilling, pipe women, I'm in it. 5 minutes, then. No, I'm very deep. Peep the weapon, be deadly, committing felonies. I'm not the type to go check myself into A&E unless it's alchemist evidence, master ace and LOG. I'm that dumb that they can't dumb. Hyper times, but I'm normally the calm one. And it's all calm, son. Divvy, I get my retard. Don't catch me stoned out. My face dancing around my room like this, and that's a calm, son.
Why the fuck do you care about the scars on my arms? Been through depressed times, yeah, it's been hard. Mum's disappointed, cause I've got locked behind bars. For lying to the sards, robbing the large. Smoking weed, got me feeling paralyzed, sniffing white lines, got me feeling very high. Not getting money, but the money's always on my mind. The clock's ticking, but I'm running out of time. A loyal girlfriend is so hard to find. And she gotta be down and gotta know all my rhymes. Shed my house together with a sick pool inside and ready for sex when I wake her up in the night. Getting pissed is what I do with my life. You can't tell me wrong and you can't tell me right. Mixed with fucks and fuck with drugs throughout my life. And talking to the police is the only time I lie. I'm getting greedy cause now all I want is all the pie. I'm feeling fresh and better than I've ever been in my life. Lardy, lardy, we like to party. But no Riccardi, just Frosty Jackson, rotate. Why better ride the fight of your life like roller coasters? Better hold the tire, ride it out just like you told us. We ain't fucking with you cobras. We're rolling with cyborgs and life on. We're round until it's over. Teaching lessons and knocking cretins down with bulldozers. We fucking with their wishes because the devil's straight approaches us. Asking us to sign a deal like it was a bonus. Man, you've got to be joking. My flow's so sick and so cold, they believe you're frozen. Everybody watching and bopping because I'm in motion. Your girl loving my songs and I ain't joking. Your girl's on the floor with her legs wide open.
Eviction notice couldn't come out worse time. Feel like I've been given a clothesline, ironically. Feel the pain in my bars. They tell me refrain, but I shout. They make a face like they're smelling my farts. They say the silent ones are the deadliest. I don't want trouble, I just wanna get home very quick. Fuck out my face with the chatty patty petty shit. Had it up to here to my neck with it. Too tied up, plus the work dried up. puss, I'm out of cider. I'm a 10 killmonger if I feel hunger much longer. Fling a spark back to his death before sun up. My time to come up, but I do it different. What burned down history and traditions? This and legend, you must be on Zans. I reinforce the new laws, you're on bans. You can act up right until you're on cans. I'll have you up, you're laughed at by your own fans. Real lyrics I run, no else matters. Tricks of the pit, spits for the pay. Kids of today, show them the way. Conny rappers stay lost in the maze. But it's okay, let them mumble away till they fumble or fade like hair when it's grown out of style. Think back to when I was cool as a child. These days only the classics remain. Man chat, man are too stuck in the 90s. They crave Mac died, not everybody want praise. I remain the same, flow my flag many ways. I worn this patch many days, proud how I was raised.
Bravo,
Bruce Sings. So let's go, yo.
I pillage and I ravage, oh, I devastate the planet. Riding on my horse and carriage with my intergalactic damage. God giving me wings, I can fly the Icarus. Serious, it was city slicker, drinking all the liquor. I drink it by the liter, smoking on the reefer. Hi, my name's T, so I guess it's nice to meet ya. Hear me through the stereo, you hear me through the speaker. Asphalt sprinter, nimble like a ninja. High propaganda, say it for the slander. Party with the slumber, Mary got me ganda. Supersonic, chronic, when I'm on it, make me vomit. Gin and tonic, paper in my wallet, super fly like Rick James. So give me the beat, I go insane, I interject and dissect, I rearrange to riot sets, I hype sets. I got the sickest, illest team you ever known. See, I'm so mystery, cause I'm into intermixial. Race teams, not in it for no dating, not 18. I'm whipping off the Johnny, got the gal salivating. Spaghetti noodle chat, damn fuck. Hit you with your brethren, sat nuts, nuts magazine. I leave the pussy wet and slippy, water sliders, tripping with a dreadlock. Hit you singing 2, C-I, the 2, C-B, the M, Cat, the Charlie. Cause they're acting all barmy, sticks and stones hurt me, digging up the corpse in the cemetery. Telepathy, epinephrine energy. Me your wallet spinning, beg a torture. Mum should have bought ya. Upper street corner, crack to the border, head to the slaughter. ITM reporter, hit you with the battery. Big Moss, Red Sox, shutting out the rocks. Here we shutting out the brown.
Yo, straight out of the cosmos, your host for the evening. The lead to put on its last spiritual healing. Awareness, watch my dome glow like a sequin. The lower cells sometimes seem so appealing when I'm dreaming. High frequency beings are seeing material plain chemtrails, my eyes see it. Elitist, undisclosed features, moving and out of books. Guess I'm attracted to the deepness. Do what I came to do, mercy of the seamstress. I've been there before, what you're living is my remix. Turn water to wine when your eyes couldn't believe it. See all these religions like breathing in cement. Can't reach the question your class as a heathen. Controlled by a book, this convocation is deceiving. I mean it, tired of these lies they be feeling. Pillaging the soul, cool, very well without feeling. Enlightened devils, right listed, the realist. Guess I'm wondering where my physical resides in the ceiling. Death ain't more scary than the life without meaning. So I put my life on the line every time.
Got born to create a beer. What the fuck else do you not wanna hear? Said the board's good. And the creator board's good. When it comes to the bars, cadet, I got the goods. Only place I'm ever gonna step is where I should. Doing what I'm doing and I just don't give a fuck. It's tough luck, time to become a stock. Better butter up for the uppercut. Silky like a buttercup. Better butter up, I could they never give a fuck about your stuff. Quick to get rushed and pushed. What with all the fuss? Bunch of fucking scruffs. I'm off the court, tough to rough. Stepping up to buff, because I'm not rough. Stop, my junk killer. And I'll see you at the kill box, kill box, kill box. Come on, time with the bars, not asked for what you think. I passed the brink, I passed the motherfucking drink. This past week I haven't slept one wink. So I'm finding solidarity, listening to the beat. I got the beat on repeat and I'm listening subliminally. CDB, that's me, I come through militarily. Killing a beat, vigilantly, significantly. Know you're tired and sick of me, so I might stick around for another week. Have a few bars to tweak, a few bars to speak. We raise the bar because you're peak. Wet behind the ears and in the knees, kid, you're weak. No passion, no heart, so why the fuck would you start? Leave it alone, don't go there. Your body will disintegrate, then despair. Some reassemble in a different universe. Reverse like back to birth. Getting slapped on the ass by your nurse.
And who's the daddy now? Planting seeds in the soil of hip hop. It's drip bare, leaving fannies out. I never faff about. All that beef simmer. MCs get left right there. Fam, I pan them out. With no rights left. Fuck a mic check. I text flex stronger. I'll call it bicep. Fright fest. Drop napalm, then I'll sidestep. Quite blessed. Read between the lines if I test. And if it test died, it really don't matter. I take the piss like I'm drinking on a full bladder. Not a gun clapper, but I might cut rappers. Man fly high and drop bombs like the Luftwaffe. I'ma spit fire, but it ain't playing. Because a freight train supplement the game without waking. Man burn calories and bags of weed. My faculty were agony. Attack a beat with great aim. Cause I come from a land up north. Where we yam plenty pies with mushy peas, curry sauce, scraps on my chips. WY, let me emphasize, I mean, I'm from Leeds where the weed is greener. Five buff things on it, call them eager beaver. She likes to take pork, so I'm pleased to meet you. Give her sticky fingers and tonic Queen Latifah, yo. Said I might park up in Hyde Park and smoke so much I only spit 9 bars. Got this rap thing down to a fine art, and before I leave, I'll drop an autograph on your wife's ass. It's tech, none of that shit from India. Run up in your mum's yard like, bitch, where the weed at? Because it's Leeds hat. And I'll pull out my nunchucks for any dunk on that beats me at FIFA.
That's fucking hilarious, man. Yo, shout to all the MCs you just heard, my beloved. Black Chronicle, Don, The Expandables, Tipsy, J Bravo, Technico, and CDB. Shout out to Zygo on the beat right there. This is the hip hop show, Open Mic. If you MCs want to come on, you see what level you got to keep it at. Make sure you hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, with the subject saying Open Mic, and just send us a link to some of your music. If you're a producer, just attach 4 1-minute snippets to hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying Open Mic beat, and we'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes.
Very nice. Woo! That was a dope session.
That, man.
Yeah,
that's,
what are the links?
How can we get hold of you, look, man? Give us your link so we can get hold. Start from this way, go around, yeah? J Bravo, how can we get hold of you? Quickly, because we got a dust.
Yeah, you can get in touch with me, Facebook, J Bravo CAG. J B R A V O CAG. Facebook, Twitter, etc.
How can we get hold of you?
Yo, Tipsy. T Jackson Facebook, yeah. I'm mainly producer, so if you want them garage beats and other hip hop beats, yo, hey, I'm sending myself right now, yeah. So hit me up, T Jackson Facebook, over to you.
Yeah, Technico Nicholas Bage, Instagram Technique. Technico 123.
Representing with the Bage crew out there.
NICO 123. Big up.
Come talk to us, man. Don, don't
miss you. Yo, yeah, you can catch me out on Facebook, Don Vibin. I've got a SoundCloud as well. That's soundcloud.com/MCDon1104. So hit me up.
Ricky.
Yeah,
very
Black cool. Chronicle, yes, man. Yes. Spell it with 2 K's. Black with 2 K's. Mm-hmm. Chronicle C-A-L, I'm saying. And that's it on everything. I managed to get there first.
CDB. CDB, SWEDIENOY.B. All of that shit, just follow
kida,
it.
Kida.
Yo, CD got some energy over here, bro. What the hell? That's the first time I see someone jumping up and down before they even get on the bike. Yeah. It's like,
with the sound effects in the background.
Hey,
too.
Expandables, man. I love you lot's energy,
yeah,
man. You lot keep it up.
I was loving that.
Yeah.
Enough of
course.
Right.
Yeah,
and I love all,
man,
the different accents.
Yeah, Sarah's, yeah, she's, yeah, right now. Yo, Abby, bring a mop in, please, because Sarah, hey, you know how excited she gets with them. Sarah gets mad excited with the accents, boy. So you lot, okay, watch yourselves on the way out, yeah? Okay. There might be some rap traps.
I'm not even responding to that.
Yeah, there's rapper traps out there. Mind your feet when you're walking out, boy, because she might have set up the trap already. Leeds is in the building.
Lovely to have you guys. Me and Mice are going to be back the week after bank holiday. So you've got a week to chill and catch up on all the past hip-hop shows on the website, foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop.
Yes.
Thank you to Zygo on the beats, all MCs who were in the open mic. Jazz,
yes,
T was in the studio talking to us. Black Chronicle, if you,
yes,
missed any of that, listen back. Make sure you check out the gig guide where we've picked out some ill shows for you to go down to.
And we've been getting some beautiful messages of late, man. People listening, locking into the show. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how late you are, but remember, there's 2 years worth of material you can listen back to and see our progression. But we appreciate each and every one of you lot locking in each and every Monday to each and every one of our voices. I just wanted to say each and every again for something. I don't even
throw
know
it
why.
In again. Yeah. And yeah, definitely check out the gig guy. Go down to the High Focus 8th birthday party happening in Brixton and also in Bristol. Farrah Monch is in the UK at the moment. You've got Mr. Cheeks and Lost Boys performing too. Get involved, party people. Have a wonderful bank holiday as well. It's a,
yes,
peace out from me, Sarah Love.
And peace out from me, my Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. Cake. Cake.
Raps a hustle, get stacks in bundles. You'll get stacks bundled. The bull mastiff's muzzled. Tuck the brass knuckle, secure the bag, be subtle. When I rap, it's a rap like plastic bubble. It's bubble. bum shit could wipe out the White House. I don't keep no white at the house. You're shorty clinging to my nether region, stuttering like Mayweather reading, begging for sexual healing. I'm rolling OG on Caribbean beaches, eating peaches, all these MCs are leeches. I'm swimming in the sea with exotic creatures, divas, dime pieces with foxy features. My next record ain't got no features, it's just me and my brother like Romulus and Remus. I sit Perrier with property dealers, they don't know I'm plugged into some proper drug dealers.
And that's one thing about me, nigga,
that's right.
I don't be fucking with none of these pussy boys. Word. You know what I'm saying? Boy cry wolf niggas. Ah. Hey, boy. Soften the squirrel nuts, nigga. I was crazy in the 80s. Psycho in the 90s. In the new millennium, I was famous for killing liars. I don't listen to rappers, I be really tired. I'm tired of my people getting caught up in silly riots. Slap you with a pound bag of nutmeg. When these niggas rap, shit smell like a butt rag. Turn rappers into booty smoothies, bust lush universe. I'm on a unicorn trying to poof a doobie. Big socks with the low top, pop Glock, then your show stops. Your show now done with a robot. Can't afford the hologram. Who wanna take score? Your mama can.
Bang.
I am not your class type. Be real. Filter look just like a glass pipe. Fuck death row because the chair gone. Fuck Jordan's foreclosures. Fiends in line for heroin. I'm far from a client, my hair gone. So nigga, fuck that. I'm in Ric Flair home trying to rub ass. Other maid, not afraid. Got a gauge, this is not a game. I'm skilled like a nigga that's blind with lots of aim. Hold up, roll up, go nuts. We got the same name, but so what? I can name zero niggas that can give a fuck.
I don't know none of those niggas either, dawg. Them niggas is not from over here, so fuck them. Fuck them.